ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Good! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big game, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Noddy, offensive backfield. Look at him go to work. Outside left tackle. He's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Noddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.9999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105 FM in Sydney. Boy, it's a real pleasure to be with you once again. Happy to be on the air in November, Chuck, covering high school football and volleyball, same weekend in November. That means somebody from Shelby County is playing exceedingly well, advancing deep into the tournament. It's Fort Loramie football tonight, online and on radio, and Fort Loramie volleyball tomorrow at 1:30 online on Scores Broadcast.
Yep, I mean, both of them have a real chance of advancing, and they're going to have to play. Both of them are going to have to play well because Loramie playing New Bremen tomorrow.
Yep.
Excellent volleyball team. And I haven't seen Southeastern yet, but if you're here, you must be pretty good.
Right. Southeastern has won four straight. first winning season in a long, long time. Started the year 3-0, first time in a dozen years or so. Southeastern began the campaign 3-0. Third-year head coach A.J. Woods has done a great job. We'll hear from him in a few minutes, along with Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells, elated with last week's victory over St. Henry. I think it was a fine test, a good way to start the playoffs, Chuck. You don't want a cream puff week one.
No.
You want to be tested, and Fort Loramie was last Friday night.
Well, they threw the ball so well. And St. Henry, I mean, they were in a dogfight for a while. St. Henry, you knew they were going to hit you. They come out of the MAC. They know how to play football up there. And but Loramie, boy, Maurer and Eilerman were just, the combination was unbeatable last Friday night.
Yeah, Fort Loramie is earning a reputation not only in the region among football foes, but statewide. Big play, wide open passing game. And you know what, Chuck, a defense that seems to get consistently better as games advance along into the second half.
Yeah, and really defensively, that's where you really can make an advancement. I mean, you look at Ohio State last year, great offense, but lost games because their defense was very suspect. This year, defense better. That makes them a much more complete game, and Loramie is a complete football team.
Redskins quarterback Caleb Maurer is so elusive with his feet, accurate with his arm. He continues to be a serious threat that gives defenses difficulty. Southeastern, no pushover tonight. Zach McKee, fine junior signal caller, runs the attack for Southeastern. He is a 58% thrower, completed 9 in a row last week at one point. Only completed 11 against Cincinnati College Prep, but for almost 300 yards, he had a 72-yarder for a score. Three running backs on the Southeastern team have chewed up a grand total of 1,500 yards on the year. Have we heard this before, Chuck? A game of keep away? Trojans want to eat clock, control the ball, use the rushing attack if they can.
Well, yeah, you want to keep Maurer and that high-powered offense off the field as much as you can. So that's what they're going to try to do tonight.
Interestingly enough, this Southeastern team won a game last week that was 3 quarters plus 3 minutes. It only went 39 minutes of the 48 because Cincinnati College Prep, down 36-8, walked off the field early fourth period and hit Route 42 down through Xenia back home in Cincinnati. Finished the game early before the clock struck 9 o'clock.
Whoa, really? I've never heard of anybody doing that. That's amazing. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I had some games against Trotwood. I would have loved to have left at halftime.
Oh, that's funny. Well, the Southeastern players' stats from last week even more impressive given the fact they played only 3 quarters of a football game.
Right.
Southeastern participates in the Ohio Heritage Conference. Some very good foes in that league this year. Of course, Mechanicsburg is still playing. They're hosting Minster tonight in Division 7. Northeastern, an unbeaten Division 5, is playing Brookville tonight. They're in the OHC and played Southeastern early in the year. Another fine club is Jamestown Greenview, which clobbered Southeastern by 31 points back in September. Greenview was upset last week. So it is a fairly formidable football conference, the Ohio Heritage, and give Southeastern credit. 7-4 coming into tonight. Fort Loramie, 9-2. 7 straight triumphs for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Yeah, well, 7 for them, 4 for Southeastern, so something's got to give tonight.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on a beautiful night for high school football, Chuck. It's a broken record. This is Friday number 12 with splendid weather.
Oh.
I've given the same weather forecast each Friday evening for 3 months plus now, and here we are again, a few cirrus clouds overhead, blue sky, sun setting in the west. One element which is a factor, a very stiff, gusty breeze out of the south, much like 2 weeks ago.
Well, when you're 74 in November, you're 9 towns out of 10 going to get wind with it.
Our great sponsors tonight include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know that Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. It sponsors tonight via the radio, including Sydney Body Car Star, Sydney Chiropractic, and NK Telco. 21 for 35 for Caleb Maurer last week, Chuck. Not one sack, not one interception, only three penalties on the night for the Redskins. Those are pretty good numbers. Wow. The Redskins have cleaned up a lot of things over the course of the season.
Well, he had like almost 260 yards passing at halftime. And, right, of course, they shut it down a little bit in the second half, ran the ball a little bit more. But, boy, he had a heck of a game, and so did Logan Eilerman.
Well, we spoke with head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie earlier this week, and he was elated with the comeback in the second quarter. Fort Loramie scored 14. St. Henry answered with 14, and the Redskins retaliated with the final 10 points of the first half.
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that we have really grown throughout the season, where early on, when adversity would strike, I think it took us a little long to swing back. You look at that Versailles game where we start off 14-0, but then they score four in a row before we respond, and then we almost pulled off in the end, but there were some instances like that early on where we felt like we just, it was taking us too long to swing back. So to your point, shoot, they tie it up, and then right away we rip off 10 before the half to give us the momentum again. So I think our guys have really grown in that regard, and it shows the leadership that they have.
Now, offensive and defensive lines were grinding it out all night long against a huge St. Henry line on both sides of the ball, including a couple 300-pounders again a second straight week. Give your O-line, D-line a lot of credit. Tough sledding, trying to benefit from leverage and every bit of technique they could muster.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We, once again, our offensive line didn't give up any sacks, and you know, for as much as we throw it, I think he had 35 attempts against a team like that that's bringing a lot of different pressures. Right. I thought our offensive line really did a nice job there. When we had to run the football, we found a way to run the football. You know, early on, they did some good things to kind of stymie the run game, but in the second half, it was really big for us. You know, when it became a 10-point game again in the second half, Caleb busted a long run to give us the momentum back, and so I think it's good to show where we know that we've kind of been able to throw the ball throughout the season, but when we have to be able to run the ball, we've shown that ability. So really proud of our offensive line. Defensive line battle, we had three sacks. Mm-hmm. They really stepped it up. They scored those two touchdowns, but then they only had one the rest of the game, and I thought that Brad Frilling, our defense coordinator, made some really good adjustments to kind of get us back on track. So, yeah, up front, I thought we really battled.
I know it's only 3 points, but that second quarter field goal by Aiden Boland was huge because it gave
gave you the lead again. You didn't get the touchdown at the end of that drive, but you put something on the board and got right back out in front.
No doubt about it. And that was we've only attempted four, but that was the first field goal that he's made all season. So
right.
I think that's big for him moving forward, too, that, you know, we played Marion Local and those type of teams enough in the playoffs now that we know how important special teams are and how important a kick can be. Getting him that kick under his belt was big. It gave us the momentum. Then we were able to score again before the half. So he's really done an outstanding job. He missed a couple kicks last week, but I'm not so sure that either one was on him. We had a low snap and then a protection issue. So he's really done an outstanding job, Aiden Bowen.
Harrison Wendell, tough customer running the ball for St. Henry. I thought you made some adjustments, did a better job on him the final two quarters of the game.
Yes, you know, I think we were able to play better in the box. We were better with our run fits. Early on, credit to them. They did some creative things. They were getting him out on the perimeter, not just getting him the ball in the backfield, but they were getting him on some bubble screens and things that we were having some issues with. They were getting us outflanked a little bit out on the perimeter. But I think once we got that shored up, you saw the difference. You know, they were really struggling to move the football and finish drives. Also, the turnovers. You know, those have been big all season long, especially toward the back end of the season defensively, forcing interceptions, forcing turnovers. You know, we had the three sacks and getting after the quarterback. So the more that we can do that and give our offense extra possessions, that's going to be a winning strategy for us.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, before tonight's region quarterfinal in D7 in the southwest region of Ohio, the opponent Southeastern, you had to make some major adjustments at the half, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and you got it done.
Yeah, you know, I think really, like I said, with the defensive side, I was just making sure that we were being able to force the ball back inside. We had some issues with our force player, and then making sure that we're fitting it. You know, we have to be gap sound with our run fits, and too many times in the first half, that wasn't the case. I think offensively, it was, hey, they are really bailing out. You know, early on, we were having a lot of success with the pass game. They had not seen us show empty in a long time, and so I think we had them back on their heels.
Mm-hmm.
But then they really started bailing out of the box quickly and playing a drop eight coverage, which they were giving us the run game. So I know that was something at halftime we talked about. Said, hey, if they're going to do this, we've got to be able to run the football. We got to get our quick screen game going, which was really effective throughout the night, you know, essentially a part of our run game as well. So, yeah, I was proud of our coaching staff and the adjustments that we were able to make.
Number two, Isaac Ratterman got on the field early, and I think a round one game is better for you if it's physical, if it's tough. It lets the club know it's got to play ball each week.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. And you mentioned Isaac, you know, him getting back on the field was huge for us. Really effective player. He had one little tweak there, but he really fought through it hard and played great defense for us. So, but to your point, yeah, we've played a great schedule. I think now we're used to adversity. It's not a surprise anymore. So when it happens, you saw it against Lucas. You saw it against LCC. You saw it against St. Henry. When things would get tight, you know, our guys just kept swinging. And so I'm really proud of where they've grown there. Now it's just about how can we play our best football, because we feel pretty confident in ourselves that we can play our best football. And what are the little things that we got to fix in practice so that it shows up on Friday night?
And the Friday night opponent this evening is Southeastern, no slouch, highly skilled junior quarterback, solid sophomore running back. It's a very good club, which is on a roll, having won four straight now.
Yeah, you know, they're impressive. They got some nice athletes. You know, they've got some good offensive scheme. They utilize motion, which can stress you out a little bit if you get undisciplined. So, they've definitely got some nice schemes on offense. You can tell that they're a well-coached team. Defensively, they're going to play kind of a vanilla look, but they're going to do it well. They're going to be very fundamentally sound. So I think there's a lot to be said for that where, you know, maybe they're not throwing a lot of different pressures at you, but they're going to be really good at what they do. So credit to them that, you know, they play with the discipline that they have. Credit to their coaching staff, and they're going to make you earn it. They're not going to beat themselves. So that's something that we're going to have to make sure we do on Friday.
Fort Loramie head coach Spencer Wells talking about Southeastern. For the first time in a decade, the Trojans break the 50-50 mark, clear 500, and go 6-4. Head coach of Southeastern is a Southeastern Trojan graduate, A.J. Woods.
Hey, you're a 2006 Southeastern grad. Began playing football here in 2002 as a freshman. And you've returned head coach last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So it's been fun. Last week, we had our first home play.
playoff game since my freshman year, actually, back in 2002. So the community has been buzzing. It's been really good for the boys, and I know us coaches and us in the school are having a lot of fun.
Hey, you're on a roll, losing streak mid-season, playing your best football of the entire campaign right now at the right time.
Yeah, you know, it's getting to that point where you get to the expansion of a 16-team playoff. You almost wanted to have a basketball philosophy of just getting hot late, and you start thinking about how do I make sure our boys are playing their best football late in the season. With 16 tickets now to the dance, it makes it a little easier to get in. We were 7-seed. We should have been in with the original format, but boys are playing well towards the end of the season.
Yeah. Your schemes, your formations, what would spectators not familiar with Southeastern football expect to see down on the field when you line up offensively, defensively?
Yeah, offensively we're in the gun, but it's still a wing T-based formation set. You'll see a lot of tight end wing formations. We still do spread you out in our 2x2s and our 3x1s. We primarily like to run the football, but we're a heavy screen-loaded team as well, so you'll see a lot of screen game. Defensively, we're in a 3-3 stack, but we will be multiple. We'll be able to detach one of those linebackers, look like a 3-2 box. If it gets in tight, we'll walk up the 5-3 look. So we can do a couple different things on defense. But, yeah, our base sets have really got us where we're going to be, so we're not going to steer too far from them.
Sure, sure. Highlight some of the skill players that we will be talking about in play-by-play of tonight's game.
Sure. Quarterback number 7, McKee. Baseball player. Just took the team to the regional semis here last spring. Real cerebral kid. Throws a good ball. Does a good job of managing the game for us. 15, Hayden Davis. He'll be our starting back in the backfield. We call him a fullback, but it's an F-back. Carried the load a lot for us this year. A sophomore, so got a lot of potential with him, and he's doing a really good job. On the perimeter, we got the Acebrook kid, Jonah Acebrook, number 5. He's in our slot receiver. He'll be able to move around, and he'll be in the backfield some as well. And then on the edges, we have multiple wide receivers you'll see rotating in and out. You'll see a couple starting off the front with number 8, Aiden Harbage, and number 14, Brendan Workman. So those guys are tough.
Yeah, special teams, always important. Highlight your punting game, your place-kicking game, too.
Right. Place kicker and field goal kicker is our freshman, number 19, Carson Krieg, was a soccer guy. He had a shirt on that I had to laugh at. It says, I'm a soccer player that walked into the wrong locker room, so I had a good one with that. Our punter will be number 10, Dallas Coffee, right-footed punter. Does a good job of angling the ball for us and putting us in a good situation to reduce the field on our punt scheme.
Yep. A.J. Woods, our guest, head coach at Southeastern. Before tonight's game between Southeastern and Fort Loramie, what do you know about the Redskins heading into this big game tonight?
I'll tell you what, they're a heck of a football team. 9-2, it's a great season. They've earned their right to be up here for sure. Offensively, they'll spread you out, man. The Maurer kid at quarterback is tough. They go 5 wide on some films. They'll be 2x2, 3x1, and he can sling it from any arm angle, which is really impressive to see at a high school level. 81, they're a bigger tight end style kid. We got to make sure we're having a safety over top of him. Just a height differential. It looks like 6'4", 6'5", in the book. He's going to give us a little bit of fits up there. And up front, they do a good job of protecting the quarterback and getting after him. They use a lot of screen games as well, so we got to make sure we're cognizant on not just only pass rushing to get to the market. We got to make sure we're ready for those screens.
Chuck, I took note of what Southeastern coach A.J. Wood said. You can't miss Logan Eiderman, 6'5".
Yeah.
He's got a catch radius darn near from sideline to sideline. I'm exaggerating, of course, but it's amazing. One safety, maybe two safeties guarding Logan Eiderman. Who knows? Cornerback help in front. He may get triple teamed. A couple of teams did triple team Logan Eiderman on a number of plays earlier this year. It's a 3-3 stack defense. What can Southeastern do to slow down the Redskins' offensive show?
Well, I'm not sure. If you triple Eilerman, Christian McGee has turned into a real threat. Darren Eilerman, just an absolute threat. Yeah, Will Holland out of the backfield. They got a lot more threats than just Logan Eilerman.
Now you mentioned Christian McGee, 4 catches last week, 80 yards, 12 tackles on defense for Christian McGee.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. We're about 5 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game. It is a regional quarterfinal in Division 7, Southwest Ohio region. Fort Loramie hosting Southeastern. glad our online audience and our radio audience via Hits 105.5 FM could join us tonight. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming in about a half minute. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Fort Loramie wants to score, pass the ball up and down the field, get points on the board initially, and force Southeastern to come out of its game. Southeastern wants to run. And they want to control the football. Those are the key building components tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, so well known for offering you the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Kickoff around the corner, Fort Loramie Redskins hosting the Southeastern Trojans. Back in 2 minutes, radio station break is next. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie. Starting lineups upcoming. Opening boot to start the game next. Back in 2 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins receive the opening kickoff and will be advancing the ball offensively with a strong, gusty wind at their back. Opening kick by Southeastern bounces down to the 12-yard line. Will Holland wriggles his way back up the middle over the 25, downed at the 28. Thought it was interesting, Chuck. Fort Loramie gets the ball and the breeze at the Redskins' back as well.
Yeah, thank you.
And the Redskins are glad to have it, and you can bet Fort Loramie will go to work right away against the Southeastern defense. About five or six Trojans go both ways offensively and defensively. We'll check Fort Loramie's starting lineup for you momentarily. Man in motion, Caleb Maurer takes the snap. It's a forward pitch to Holland. Holland around right end. Oh, he slips. Down he goes. He falls to the turf for a 1 or 2 yard loss. Caleb Maurer, the QB, 6'1", 170, a senior. Will Holland, 5'10", 170, a junior running back. Wide receivers include Max Maurer, Caleb's brother, 6'2", 170, a sophomore. Logan Eilerman, 6'4", 210, a senior. Christian McGee, 6'3", 170, a senior. Tight end is Ty Kemper for the injured Isaac Ratterman. Kemper, 6'2" tall. Here is Caleb Maurer retreating to throw. Flips one down the left side of the field in front of the southeastern bench. Reception made up at the 35. It's Logan Eilerman. He is plowed into immediately. Gain on the play of about 8, leaving Fort Loramie 3 yards short of a first down. The line to gain is the 38. It's 3rd and 3 from the Redskins' 35. Blitz pressure being shown by Southeastern. Fort Loramie runs it outside right tackle. Holland's got a crease. He spurts up over the 40-yard line, stays on his feet, and spins to the 43, 1st and 10, Fort Loramie.
Good job on the right side of the line. They just pinned him down, and Holland took the right angle. Nice 7-yard run on 3rd down.
Offensive line, Calvin Hoing, Lewis Hart at the tackles, Jason Siegel, Nate Berger at the guards. Roger Hoing at center. He's over the ball. Caleb Maurer takes the snap in the spread. Hand off to Will Holland. Holland surges straight ahead. He cracks for 5 or 6. Good forward progress after the 48. Gain of at least 6 on the play. 2nd down and 4 coming up for Fort Loramie. Ty Northrup in there on the tackle, defensive end for Southeastern, 6'7", 235. He's a monster. We played 2.5 minutes, no score. First possession of the night, Fort Loramie ball, a couple yards shy of the midfield stripe. 2nd down and 4, pre-snap foul coming up against the home team. So it will be 2nd down and 9 for Fort Loramie. Back inside the Redskins' own 45 at the 44-yard line. Defensively for Southeastern, defensive ends,
Caleb Finney, very good player, 5'10", 200-pound senior. And Ty Northrup, 6'7", 235, a senior. Nose guard, Austin Yoder, a tough customer, 6'1", 235. He likes to redirect the offensive run game. Here's Caleb Maurer back to throw, looking, airs one out. It's a bullet down the left side. It's good. Caught at the 37 of Southeastern, and a run after catch to the 31-yard line. Logan Eilerman caught the ball angling toward the sideline away from Southeastern's coverage. And boy, was Caleb Maurer spot on, made it look easy on second down and 9. First and 10, 31 of the Trojans. Two receivers to the right. Maurer takes the snap in the shotgun, hands off to Will Holland. Holland's got a little bit of an opening, and he barges ahead for about 8 yards forward progress. Might have gotten him a full 10, and the chains are being moved. It's a new set of four for Fort Loramie at the 21 of the Trojans.
Yeah, nice job at delivering the hit on the defensive guy by Holland. That got him the extra 2 yards.
Linebackers, Dallas Coffey, Hayden Davis, C.J. Wilt for Southeastern. And here's a handoff in the offensive backfield, a sweep to the right. Good penetration by Southeastern. Ball is loose. It's on the ground. It is ruled to be Fort Loramie ball. Apparently the ground caused it.
Yep, they were all pointing down. Every official was pointing to the ground.
Holland did manage to circle back to the line of scrimmage, avoided a loss, and netted 2 on the play. Second down, 8 from the 19. 8:17 to go here in the first period. No score. Southeastern hasn't touched it yet. Fort Loramie received the opening kickoff. Redskins are driving. Deep drop by Caleb Maurer. Throws into the right flat. Broken up. Good coverage by Southeastern at the 20-yard line. Nicely done on the play by Aiden Harbage, cornerback, 5'9 senior. So it's going to be third down and 8 for Fort Loramie. Redskins have the wind at their backs. Line of scrimmage, 19 of Southeastern. This is likely 4-down territory. Receivers left and right. Holland is faked the ball. Here's a little bubble screen, left flat. It is Caleb Maurer, I think, for Logan Eilerman. He's got it on the dead run at the 17-yard line. Angles over the line of scrimmage. He hits the linebackers of Southeastern, gets inside the 10. He's got the first down. That's the play, Chuck, that beat LCC on the two-point conversion.
It was, and I tell you what, that was not a very well-thrown ball, and Eilerman reached one-handed behind him to make that catch.
Yeah, if he's 6'2" and not 6'4" or 6'5", he doesn't grab it. Here's Fort Loramie right up the gut for short yardage. No, breaking a tackle and getting inside the 5 is Holland. It was goal to go at the 8.5 or 9. Now it's going to be second and goal inside the 5. 7:28 to go, first quarter, no score. Long march by Fort Loramie. Chuck, this drive began, what, way back around the 30-yard line?
Yep, 30. 28.
Two receivers right, two to the left for Maurer. He deals Holland. Holland puts his head down, sticks his nose in there over right tackle. Might have gotten a yard. That's it. It's going to be third and goal from the 2. 5 minutes gone. No score. This is one of the lengthiest offensive thrusts down the field for Fort Loramie this year.
Well, I mean, they're running it well. Passing when they have to is a nice drive.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Flanking Logan Eilerman, 5 yards to the right. Max Maurer well out to the left. Here is the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, giving. It is a reverse end around. Ball carrier snowed under back at the 6. Great pursuit by Southeastern. It was Max Maurer from his flanker position who came around behind his brother, quarterback Caleb Maurer. He was given the handoff. Southeastern smelled it out. And that play went for a setback of about 3 or 4 yards back to the 5. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. Man, would this be a big victory in the first 6 minutes if Southeastern holds. Fort Loramie going for it. Goal to go from the 5. Fourth down. Timeout called by the Redskins. We return in a moment. No score. Half the first quarter gone. Fort Loramie nothing. Southeastern nothing. Fourth and goal coming up for the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com. /free consult.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5. 5 minutes, 58 seconds to go, first quarter. Decision time for Fort Loramie. What play do you call? Goal to go at the Southeastern 5-yard line. It is fourth down. Holland is directly behind Caleb Maurer. He'll take the snap in the spread back at the 10. It's Maurer rolling left, looking left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by the Trojans, and the throw is nailed by a receiver of Fort Loramie, angling to the back edge of the end zone. Wow, it looked for a moment like the ball was intended for an initial wideout who is blanketed by Southeastern, but instead Maurer threw the ball behind him to another receiver who did not give up on the play, and he was rolling from right to left, back edge of the end zone. Caleb Maurer hit him right on the button.
Yep, that was well done by Maurer to go off the first one and find the second receiver.
Extra point try by Aiden Boland. Wind at his back. He's got it. Not sure who got the ball. Was it tight end Ty Kemper, Chuck?
I didn't see it. I have a lot of people that stood up right when it happened.
Max Maurer was covered. He was not available, but somebody was dragging through the back edge of the end zone. Caleb Maurer threw a strike on fourth and goal at the 5. Big play for Loramie. PAT added by Aiden Boland. 5:52 left to go here in the first quarter of play, and it's Fort Loramie 7, Southeastern nothing. Every score is broadcast.com and hits 105.5.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go, ensuing kickoff by Fort Loramie, which converted a 4th-and-5 pass play to avoid turning the ball over on downs. Southeastern nearly came up with a big play and stopped Fort Loramie. Here's a nice play by Southeastern on the kickoff return. It's Workman up the right side of the field. He caught the boot back at the 12 or 13-yard line, and look at him fly. 30, 35, spilled at the 36.
That's a good tackle by Hoinger. That might have gone all the way.
Yep, Brennan Workman was tackled by Thomas Hoing. Great return. Understand Christian McGee was the young man, the wideout for Fort Loramie, who snared the TD throw. Here is Zach McKee, quarterback for Southeastern, handing off to Hayden Davis. It is a counter, back over left tackle, and he jerks forward for about 3 yards on first down. Forward progress, giving 4.
Phil Barhorst making fun of us because we couldn't see that, and I said, we got 150 years of eyes over here is the problem.
Second down and 6 for Southeastern. Line of scrimmage, the 40 of the Trojans. Good running play between right tackle and guard. And powering ahead, Davis again, 5 more. It's going to be third down at 1.5 yards for Southeastern. In the offensive backfield, it's fullback Hayden Davis. Halfback is Thomas Suffrage. Sulfridge. Zach McKee, the quarterback, 5'10", 175, a junior. 3 good receivers, Jonah Acebrook, Caden Barnes, and Brennan Workman. All of them have speed. And Fort Loramie diagnoses a third down play and stalls it about a half yard behind the line of scrimmage, forcing Southeastern to confront a fourth down, a full yard and a half to go. Line of scrimmage, the Trojans 45, and Southeastern, Chuck, wants to talk about it, and we'll keep it right here for a moment. Yep.
Christian McGee got through the line that time. That was a heck of a job by the young senior.
Now, Christian McGee is turning out to be extremely valuable. Special teams, offense, defense, all three.
Well, he wasn't going to play. He hadn't played, and this year he decided to come out.
Yep.
And, boy, has he become one of their absolute studs.
A big Division 7 score at Mechanicsburg. Minster 7, Mechanicsburg 6. That is a game between a number 3 seed Mechanicsburg and number 6 seed Minster at Mechanicsburg. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. He's got a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, one bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Goffney Furniture. Big blowout sale now. Well, lo and behold, Fort Loramie is penalized 5 yards on 4th and 1. Southeastern came to the line of scrimmage with a crazy-looking offensive set.
Well, they had
threw the Redskins off guard.
Well, they were set up in the punt, and then all of a sudden he stepped up and everybody spread out and somebody jumped.
Back to throw McKee. He zeroes in the right flat for a receiver wide of the mark at the 45-yard line of Fort Loramie. Line to gain the 40. Ball placed down right at the 50. 1st and 10 Southeastern, which trails Fort Loramie 7-0. 4:27 to go here in the first quarter. Southeastern advancing the ball against a very stiff, gusty wind from the south. Here is a running play around right end by Southeastern into the Trojans bench, and it garners 2 yards on the play. It's Jonah Acebrook from the slot position. He was nailed on the boundary, far side of the field by the Redskins. Nate Berger, Isaac Ratterman, big number 2, Isaac, in there on the tackle, 3rd and 8, quick count. McKee back to throw, hits a receiver down the right sideline. He catches on the run at the Fort Loramie 46. He is thrown out of bounds, and the ball is shaken loose. Is it ruled complete or incomplete?
Yeah, it was complete.
It is. It's called a good catch. Hayden Davis was hit high and low at the same time, hung on to it. He was jarred out of bounds at the Fort Loramie 43, 3 yards short of the line to gain. 4th and 3, Southeastern. 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Fort Loramie. McKee, deep drop, 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Whips a bullet into the right flat at the first down marker. It is complete. Gain of 4. 1st and 10. Workman went downfield to the marker, turned, and McKee hit him right now. He's a precision thrower, Chuck. Completed 9 straight at one point last week.
Yeah, and that was by Acebrook. That was a heck of a catch. That was all hands.
Here's a broken tackle at the line of scrimmage, and the Southeastern rusher pounds his way down to the 33, 32-yard line goes Hayden Davis as he hustled forward for about 7. Nice mix of run and pass by Southeastern. 2nd down, 3 yards to go for a 1st down at the Fort Loramie 32. 3.5 to go, 1st quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Southeastern nothing. Man in motion. Handoff in the offensive backfield with a quarterback, McKee. Ball carrier tries to circle right in. Can't skirt the corner. He is hit and nailed at the 32-yard line. Damian Bruns on the tackle for Fort Loramie, setting up a 3rd and 4 for Southeastern at the 32.5-yard line of Fort Loramie. 4 down territory. 3 minutes to go, 1st quarter. Here's McKee, offensive backfield. Give to the first man through, and pile driving straight ahead is Acebrook, and he's got the 1st down at the Fort Loramie 29.
I think they're going to measure, but I think he got it.
Clock stops at 2:58 to go in the first. Good answer by Southeastern. A very formidable drive.
Yep.
Redskins giving up ground stubbornly, but Southeastern is consistently moving the chains. So you're looking for an extraordinary dining experience at your home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. That's right. The Anna Market is there to serve you that extraordinary dining experience. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. First and 10, measurement resulted. First down for Southeastern, Fort Loramie 29. Here's a long bomb down near the pylon at the goal line, thrown by McKee. It's out of bounds. Second and 10, Trojans just inside the Fort Loramie 30.
Hard to overthrow somebody into a 40-mile-an-hour wind.
And don't forget, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce to go with your Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Deep drop to McKee, and it is a bubble screen in the left flat, and the catch is made at the 28-yard line. Tackle broken. Southeastern receiver hurries down the sideline, jaunting to the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans. Caught by Caden Barnes. He made two men miss, and then he ripped all the way for the score. It covered close to 30 yards. Nice touchdown, Trojans, who have answered two long drives, one by each team here in the first quarter. Extra point try coming up by Carson Krieg, a 6'3 freshman soccer-style kicker. You heard Coach A.J. Woods talk about him in the pregame, and he boots it through. We've got a real scrap here tonight at Fort Loramie. Redskins in for a dogfight. Good game underway. Fort Loramie 7, Southeastern 7, 2:32 left opening period on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Now, once again, don't forget about the Anna Market. It's at your service. If you are looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home, boy, you can get the goods at the Anna Market. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it exceptional. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Here is Southeastern kicking off against the wind. Fort Loramie with a return underway from the 20. It's Logan Eidelman. He's got a crease. He breaks a tackle. Look at him go. Scooting to the 45. Spilled at the 50-yard line. What a return on the play.
Christian McGee.
I thought it was Logan Eidelman. They look a lot alike.
And they each have a one at the end of their number. So.
Yep. Great return by Christian McGee. He's had several kickoff returns this year to the 50 and beyond into opposing territory. That one got right to the midfield stripe. He brought it back about 31 yards. We are tied at 7, 2:24 to go opening quarter. First down, 10 to go, Fort Loramie. It's Will Holland bucking for a yard or two. That's it. He is hounded right there at the 48-yard line interior of the Southeastern defense. Stops him cold. It's Austin Yoder on the hit. Don't forget, we're on the air tonight thanks to three Fort Loramie sponsors with us just on Fort Loramie games only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Here's a throw down the field by Caleb Maurer. The receiver is blanketed. In fact, he's face guarded at the 29 or 30-yard line. Still catches anyway. Wow. fine reception by Logan Eilerman. It looked like Southeastern had two or three men, Chuck, between Logan and the ball. They had their backs turned. The ball drifted between them. Logan, with great concentration, hauled it in. It's a big gain of, what, right at 20 yards.
The defender never turned. So that was all Eilerman in great hands.
Right. An advance to the 29-yard line of Southeastern. Deep drop by Caleb Bauer. Slings one toward the end zone. And it is a juggling interception by Southeastern at the 5-yard line. The ball a bit underthrown. I don't think there's a marker down. There is there one. Across the way, maybe so. With the wind at his back, Caleb Bauer was aiming for the end zone, underthrew it. Great pickoff by Southeastern at the 5-yard line. This Brennan Workman, a 6'3", 190-pound sophomore, has been all over the field so far for this Southeastern club. He's had a dynamite first 11 minutes of this evening. Major penalty against Fort Loramie.
Well, they called a personal foul. I didn't hear what number it was, but you're throwing a long pass. I can't understand what the call could be.
So the interception stands, 15 yards marked off against Fort Loramie. Ball was picked off by Workman at the 5. New line of scrimmage is the 20. Well, after a no-interception game last week, Caleb Bauer has just thrown one here late in the first stanza. Southeastern 7, Fort Loramie 7. 76 seconds to go, opening period. Southeastern's first score of the night came on Southeastern's initial possession of the night. A long drive. Here's a forward pass by McKee, and it's picked off. Fort Loramie returns the favor up at the 31-yard line. Thomas Hoing, who last week intercepted 2 to tie Nick Brandewey at 6 for a season record, just went to 7 with that intercept. He now has the Fort Loramie season mark in interceptions. That was his 7th of this year right there. And lo and behold, Redskins get it right back. 2 straight plays, interceptions. 1st and 10, 31-yard line of Southeastern. Here's Will Holland. He's got an avenue. He zips right through it, outside left tackle, on his horse, down inside the 30. Chucking all the way to the 20, inside it, upended at the 17 or 18-yard line. A good gain on the play of 13 for Holland. 1st and 10 Redskins, final minute, first quarter, game tied at 7. I'd say keep it on the ground, Chuck. You're moving the ball well, rushing it. Here's Caleb Maurer, handoff again. It is Holland burrowing forward for about 4. That might be the last play of the first quarter.
New line of scrimmage. One more time.
Yep, new line of scrimmage is going to be about the 15. His knee touchdown, 3 yards downfield. It's 2nd down and 7, under a half minute to go, first period. Line of scrimmage just inside the Southeastern 15-yard line. 2 receivers to the right for Caleb Maurer. Logan Eilerman to the left. Will Holland behind Caleb, who looks to the sideline. Play clock at 7, scoreboard clock at 12. Running play. It is Caleb Maurer on the keeper. Look at him go. He's dashing around right end. He's not touched. He's not touched. Touchdown. Wow. Caleb Maurer. Good sleight of hand maneuver in the offensive backfield. Kept the football. Don't think anybody laid a hand on him. And he fashioned good speed.
Yeah.
Skirting the right end. Got on the periphery of the Southeastern defense and racked up a big 6-pointer to give Fort Loramie the lead, 13-7, with 5 seconds to go in the first.
That was a great play call. It had about 8 people tackled Holland that time.
Extra point try by Aiden Boland with the wind to extend Fort Loramie's lead to 7. It's a poor snap, and the kick is deflected. It lands in the end zone. It's no good. 5 ticks remain on the scoreboard clock. 13-7 Fort Loramie. We're still 5 seconds away from the end of the first quarter. We'll have a radio station break when the first quarter closes out. Not until then. 13-7 Fort Loramie in the lead. Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Located on Ohio Street in Sydney, by the way. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Fort Loramie kickoff and ensuing return will close out the first quarter. Two big interceptions late in that first period. Tell you what, Chuck, game was tied up at 7. And Southeastern had the ball at its own 20-yard line, but Goof made a big blunder and gave it right back to the Redskins.
So it's short, but I hope that extra point doesn't come back to burn them.
Kick off by Fort Loramie, a low liner, picked off at the 37-yard line by Southeastern, and run back to about the 40, maybe just short of it. Kickoff was a real short one. Southeastern gets good field position. First quarter has come to a close. It's a one-minute radio station break upcoming. Fort Loramie 13, Southeastern 7 at the end of the opening period on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We start the second quarter here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 13, Southeastern 7. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. First and 10 Trojans. Running play, right guard. Very little gain. Maybe a pickup of 2 feet from the 38 to the 38.5. Line to gain up at the 47.5 yard line. Second down and 8.5 to go, close to 9 for a first down for the Trojans, who trailed 13-7. Southeastern gave a real good account of itself, Chuck, on that long first quarter drive.
Yeah, they did. They moved it well. Just Loramie just, they, and then that little screen, that little swing pass was impressive.
Handoff on the play from McKee to Hayden Davis. Met at the line of scrimmage. Rolls ahead for a couple yards. That's it. Fort Loramie all over it. Hayden Davis, a marked man there. Third down and 6 for Southeastern. Line of scrimmage, the Trojans 42. Low snap to McKee. Flag on the play. McKee throws a long skyscraper of a bomb down the left side. Boy, that was really high. Incomplete at the 27 or 8. I think the Trojans are going to be penalized on the play.
They have two people moving at the same time.
And I think if you are Fort Loramie, you decline it.
I would think so.
If it's a pre-snap foul, you cannot make the choice. But Fort Loramie says uh-uh on accepting the penalty.
Right.
And
well, you need to be careful here. I mean, it looked like they might just be lining up to run a play, but now they'd send the punt team out. You better play this safe. Have somebody back, but make sure that you're not doing the last time they ran a trick play and got them to jump off sides.
So as a result, the Trojans confront a 4th and 5. Fort Loramie declined the 5-yard penalty. Pass was incomplete. Down around the 30-yard line of the Redskins. And Southeastern will punt the football here. It is Thomas Selfridge, 5'10 senior, standing about 12, 13 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Redskins with one return man between the 20 and 25. Is that Christian McGee, Chuck, or Logan Eidelman?
It is McGee.
Well done by Solfridge. That is one terrific punt. Magnificent directional kick with the wind. Knocked it to the far side of the field. A good 30 yards to the right of the deep man for Fort Loramie. And the ball hit on the ground and hopped some more, went out of bounds, I think down inside the 5-yard line. That was NFL style.
Well, Coach Woods talked about his punting ability before the game, and he put it on display right there. That was a great directional punt.
A sensational kick by Solfridge, the punter of Southeastern, and Fort Loramie starts first and 10 at its own 2-yard line officially. That's why sometimes, Chuck, you may consider putting two men back to receive the punt, right?
Well, yeah, I like two people back. That takes that equation out.
And it's a little bit of a safety valve, too. If somebody muffs one, you've got another man to scoop up the loose ball. Here's a runaround left in by Fort Loramie, and it's a big gainer. 20-25, marker down. Good play by the Redskins. There is a penalty against the Redskins. I think it is a hold. That's a tough break because Caleb Maurer really chucked. No, that was Will Holland around the end, wasn't it?
No, he kept it.
Was that Caleb?
Yep.
Good block from Will. Play went for 25 or 30, but the holding wipes it out. Penalty stepped off half the distance back toward the goal line. Well, with the line of scrimmage being where it was, what, the two or three being penalized half the distance isn't much.
No, they threw the flag at the 8, so the ball's at the 4-yard line.
So it's first down and 11. Actually, it's a net gain on the play of a couple yards, yep, believe it or not, because the penalty, the hold, was downfield, as Chuck noted, marked off from the spot. In the end zone, Caleb Maurer feeds Will Holland, and he blasts ahead to the 10, stays on his feet, hammers to about the 13 or 14-yard line. He got the first down with a couple yards to spare. Redskins out of a hole momentarily. 13-7, Fort Loramie leads. A minute 30 gone by here in the second quarter. Redskins against a stiff breeze at the moment in the second period. Line to gain is up at the 27. Line of scrimmage 17. Maurer deals Holland, wants to go off tackle, can't. Springs it to the short side of the field, into the boundary he goes. Roughed up on the play after gaining a yard or two. That is it. Piqua leads Edgewood by a score of 14-0. First half of play. That is a Division II playoff game. That's a 3-6. Last we heard, Minster led Mechanicsburg, a Division VII 3-6 playoff game. Minster 7, Mechanicsburg 6, late first quarter. Holland again, a little bit of an opening. Oh, he's belted hard.
He got hit the first time and spun, and the second guy just drilled him.
He pounded forward for 4, then was jolted. Let's see where the ball is marked for play.
Yeah, I think he got about 5 yards out of that. That was Northrop. And the nice thing is that big monster knocked him down, but then he picked him up.
6'7", 240-pounder, Ty Northrop on the hit for Southeastern. 3rd and 2, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 26. It's Caleb Maurer. It's Holland. Nothing up the middle. And he tries to bounce it wide. Does it cleverly. Gets about 4. He manufactured enough for a first down. Good job. 1st and 10 Redskins at their own 31, leading 13-7, 8:40 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie received the ball to start the game. Redskins will kick off to begin the second half of play. A receiver flanked wide to the right. Caleb Maurer looks that way, slings it low. Might have been tipped in the offensive backfield by an on-rushing Southeastern defensive lineman.
Either that or Caleb saw that play was absolutely covered up and he might have thrown it short.
Yep. He may have aborted it intentionally so. 2nd down, 10 yards to go, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 31. Clock stops on the incompletion, 8:21 left.
Second period of this game. 6-point lead Fort Loramie. Showing blitz against the running play is Southeastern, which stands it up after Holland worked ahead for three. That's it. It's going to be third down for the Redskins, and at least six to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, 35-yard line of Fort Loramie. Southeastern has been impressive so far in this game, giving up ground grudgingly. Each team with a turnover, they came on back-to-back plays, interceptions in that first period. Third and six. Here is a little bubble screen. Left flat. Logan Eilerman's got it. Breaks across the line of scrimmage. Look at him streak. And he charges upfield to the 44, 45. Lunges forward. First down.
Boy, that is just like turning into a bread and butter play for them.
Yeah. I've heard some coaches call that a jailbreak screen.
Yep. Or tunnel screen. I've heard a lot of names. Whatever it is, it's effective.
Sure is. Well done to Fort Loramie. First and 10 Redskins at their own 46. 7:23 to go first half. 13-7 Fort Loramie. Six-man defensive front for Southeastern. Running play Holland outside right tackle. Squirms to the edge. Wrestled down at the 49. He garnered three on the play. Second down, seven. Timeouts. Fort Loramie has two left. Southeastern, two remaining. Good football game.
So far, yes.
Yep. Fort Loramie riding a seven-game win streak. Southeastern four in a row. Clock winding down. 6:45, 6:44 to go. Second quarter. Bauer, deep drop. Back in his own 40. Steps up in the pocket. Late delivery. Middle of the field. Receiver. Soft spot in the zone. Down to one knee. Got it.
Nice.
At the 37-yard line. Christian McGee. Way to go, Christian. Boy, he set up between a couple of white jerseys. And Caleb Bauer waited for him to clear. He did. And Maurer shot the ball to him.
Well, McGee just went down low and just gave himself a target. Maurer a target.
37-yard line of Southeastern. Caleb Maurer flips one left flat. Receiver catches on a knee down right there at about the 31-yard line of Southeastern. Maxwell Maurer on the catch. Safe play before Loramie. Coverage with Southeastern soft. Trojans gave up six. Coverage not tight at all. Maxwell Maurer could have run for another five or ten had he not gone to one knee. Second and four at the Trojans 31. Caleb Maurer gives on the play to Will Holland. Good blocking up front. Holland puts his head down, digs some more, lurches ahead to the 24-yard line, move the chain.
And there were two defenders there, and somehow Holland avoided them both. That's 10 first downs now for the Redskins here in the first half.
Will Holland is chewing them up on the turf.
Oh, they're running the ball. They're over right around 100 yards now in rushing in the first half.
5.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Southeastern 7. Redskins on a march, rolling out to the right. Caleb Maurer looks, slings it toward the sideline. Pretty good coverage by the Trojans into the boundary. Does Fort Loramie catch it, or is it on the ground? No good. Incomplete.
Oh, incomplete.
Maxwell Maurer went sliding for it, couldn't reel it in. Good coverage by the Trojans. Alert play by Aiden Harbage, who knifed in front of Maxwell Maurer.
Yeah, those long throws into this wind are going to be tough.
Yep, sure are. That's why the run game tonight so effective on this drive against the wind for Fort Loramie. Second and 10. Clock was halted, 5:21 to go, quarter number two. Here is Caleb Maurer dealing Holland. Holland puts his head down and runs it right down to the 20. He's flattened right there. Sitting on him is Thomas Selfridge. Four down territory for Fort Loramie. Third and close to seven to go for a first down. 21-yard line of Southeastern. 4:55, 4:54, 4:53 to go. Second quarter. 13-7 Redskins. Couple big plays coming up here. Two receivers to the right. One flank, 3 yards to the left. Here's Caleb Maurer, dropping back to the 30. Throws it into the flat. Receiver on the dead run. Catches. Running parallel to the line to gain. He's at the 17. Stays on his feet. Angles down inside the 15. Might have gotten all the way to the 10. And it's a first down. Workman on the tackle. Good reception and run.
Eilerman on the catch, and I'll tell you what, they just he was on the inside. He just flanked just a 3-yard pass, and he turned it into 11.
Very difficult play to cover. Goal to go, Fort Loramie at the southeastern 10, right on it. 4.5 to go, second quarter, 13-7 Fort Loramie. Here's a handoff on the play to Will Holland.
Ball's loose.
He meets resistance at the 5. Did the ground cause it?
Nope.
It Southeastern says, we, the Trojans, have it. Let's see what the officials decide. And they're going to huddle up. Nope, they give it to Southeastern. Ball went on the ground before Will Holland hit the green grass. The referees are still huddling. We heard a couple whistles. Players shaken up on the play for the Trojans. Two big turnovers by Fort Loramie in this game. And I think the call is going to stand. Trojans possession, 5-yard line in Southeastern's end. 4:25 to go here in the second quarter. And it is 13-7 Fort Loramie. Will Holland dazed a bit. Might have gotten helmeted.
Yep.
And
well,
I believe it is Southeastern possession.
It is. And that is the second turnover inside Southeastern's 10 here in the first half.
You're right. Fort Loramie threw a pick at the 5 and now a fumble recovery at about the 6. Wow. That's 14 points the Redskins have left on the field.
Yeah, they would have a nice little cushion right now.
Yes. 4:25 to go, second period. Southeastern ball at the Trojans' 6-yard line. Southeastern's got the wind at its back, trailing 13-7. Thanks to a couple of takeaways, Trojans hanging tough. Here's an end sweep. Fort Loramie almost throttles the ball carrier back at the goal line. He gets to the 5. Hayden Davis loses 1. Chuck, nearly a tackle for a safety.
Yep, had him on the goal line, and he got away from him, but good pursuit kept him down with about a 1-yard loss.
Redskins with 2 timeouts left may eventually think about using them. Southeastern would like to move the chains, work the clock. 2nd and 10 Trojans at their own 5.5, 3:47 to go. Second quarter, Fort Loramie 13, Southeastern 7.
Play clock at 2.
2 receivers to the right, McKee rolling left. He's back in the end zone. Fires a pass up over the 10-yard line. It's on the ground, and it was trapped. Ruled no good. Jonah Acebrook scooped it up on a bounce.
Yeah, Jonah didn't agree, but the official had the last call.
Yep. 3rd and 10. Dylan Sanders right there for Fort Loramie. 3rd and 10, Southeastern. 6-yard line of the Trojans. Clock stopped, 3:33 to go, first half. We got 2 receivers to the right for the quarterback, McKee. He's in his end zone, looking down and out near sideline. Poor communication. Receiver ran toward the middle of the field. Quarterback thought it was a wheel route. Nope. No white jersey around. 4th down, Trojans.
Yeah, that was just the miscommunication by the receiver and the quarterback. And Loramie's still going to only put McGee back. So now they're putting the second person back. Good, I think that's a good call.
Sure is. And it's not that we are wired with head coach Spencer Wells.
No, he doesn't need us.
That's a fine decision right there. Redskins with 2 men back. Oh, the low snap from center, and it's blocked. The kick is blocked. It's a touchdown, Fort Loramie. Low snap from center. The punter, Sulfridge, went to his knees, still tried to kick it. Fort Loramie smothered the football 7 yards deep in the end zone. Big score for the Redskins, who go up 19-7.
That was easier than scoring on offense. Yeah, the snap was bad, and he didn't have a prayer.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Yeah, Fort Loramie lining up as if the Redskins are going to go for 2. 12-point bulge, 19-7. 3, nope, they're going to kick it.
Yeah.
12-point lead. Fort Loramie attempting to stretch it to 13. Don't start chasing points and going for two till what, two-thirds of the game has passed you by.
Yeah, it depends on where the clock is and what the score is. I mean, 21-20 right here doesn't make any difference, really.
Aiden Boland drills the PAT against the wind. Right smack dab down the middle. Fort Loramie 20. Southeastern 7, big turn of events here late in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and it's 105.5.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. We've had a momentum change in this game in the last moment. Fort Loramie blocks a punt by Southeastern in the end zone. I don't know if the ball got more than a foot off the punter's leg.
No.
It was a block from the get-go. Snap was down around his ankles. Selfridge didn't have a chance. The punter for Southeastern. Kickoff by Fort Loramie. Lights on the ground at the 23. And the return man for the Trojans is decked right there in his tracks. Fort Loramie up 13, 20-7, 3:18 left to go here in the first half.
I'll try to find out who was the one that actually got the recovery. There was about four Redskins on that punt block, but yeah. I didn't see exactly who got the credit for the touchdown, but I'll find out.
And Fort Loramie tonight in the home red jerseys, black pants, black headgear, a lot of white trim, Southeastern Trojans. The away white shirts, red numbers, red pants, white helmets with red piping. Quarterback McKee gives to Hayden Davis. He chugs over left tackle, stays on his feet, and he reaches out to almost the 30. He got six. Second down and four, Southeastern. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Fort Loramie, 20. Southeastern, 7. Two receivers far right. Snap back to McKee. I think the quarterback kept it. No gain. Might have lost a yard. It's going to be third down and more like five to go for a first down. And I tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie wisely uses a timeout. Redskins still have one left. And it's a third down coming up for Southeastern. Fort Loramie is going to get the ball back again.
And that was Christian McGee again, who got great penetration, was not fooled by the quarterback keep,
right,
and done a two-yard loss.
Hey, don't forget, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins, and those who come to us from towns all around West Central Ohio, too. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. At Meyer's in Bodkins, breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers. 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. Possession down here for Southeastern. Third and five from the Trojans 28. Hayden Davis in motion to the right. McKee looks that way. That man's not available. Instead, he tries to zip a post pattern down the middle, and the big rangy wideout is not available. It's overthrown by McKee, intended for Workman in the vicinity of the 50. Fort Loramie, good coverage in the secondary. Southeastern didn't have a chance to complete that. No way.
Not a chance. Damian Bruns is the one who got the official. It's Phil Barhorse. He said, if I said it, it's official. So it was Bruns who got the recovery for the touchdown.
Tell you what, if Fort Loramie was in a league, he would be all league on defense.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Well, let's see what's happened. We've got a little mix-up, I think, before the snap from center on the punt to Southeastern. It's fourth down,
and about 5.5 to go for a first down. Was there a penalty called in Fort Loramie? Sure was.
Offsides.
And that makes it fourth and...
Why is it first down?
Well, they should measure because it looks to me like, Chuck...
Well, it was fourth and six.
Yes, it was. At least 5.5. So it should be fourth and a half yard to go. And instead, the officials instructed the chain to be advanced. And Southeastern has been given a bogus first down at the 33-yard line. Quarterback McKee fires 47-yard line. Nearly a one-handed catch by Workman. Off his fingertips. No good. Second down and 10 for Southeastern. 2:37 to go. Second quarter, line of scrimmage, Trojans 37.
Yeah, I'd have to ask about that one. I mean, it couldn't have been anything that was an automatic first down unless it was a defensive holding.
Exactly. That should have been a measurement, no question. And I think Southeastern was a foot or two short. Little screen left flat by Southeastern, and it's a good gain for 5 or 6 to the first down marker to the 41 or 42-yard line. McKee finds Caden Barnes a wideout right in front of the Southeastern bench. Damian Bruns cracked him out of bounds. Receiver ran for the first down marker, didn't quite make it. It's going to be 3rd and 1 to go for a first down for Southeastern. And Fort Loramie stones that running play at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Hayden Davis was jolted by 3 or 4 red jerseys. Darren Eilerman lowered his shoulder. So did Calvin Hoing. 4th down and a full yard to go for Southeastern. And a timeout is called. 2:23 left to go in the first half. Fort Loramie 20, Southeastern 7. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
4th down and 1 for Southeastern. Watch out for a fake. A lot of movement up front by the Trojans, who are going to be penalized 5 yards, I think.
No, Loramie jumped off sides on the same play. How do you not know what's coming?
That's happened twice. Yep, Redskins not showing discipline. You're right, Chuck. That's the second time tonight Southeastern has shown this odd formation on a punting down, 4th and short. And Fort Loramie leaps across the line of scrimmage and gifts Southeastern a first.
Boy, I'll tell you, I was watching that time. I didn't see anybody move across, but there's no arguing going on. So
it was close. Here's a screen pass right flat, thrown by McKee for Hayden Davis. It's no good. And the ball was thrown about a half a yard ahead by McKee. Otherwise, Fort Loramie would have had a scoop and score, a run from 45 yards away.
Yeah, it was definitely right down the line of scrimmage.
Ball thrown just a hair forward. 2nd and 10, Southeastern. 2:18 to go in the first half. Fort Loramie leads it 20-7. Trojans have 4 receivers flanked, 2 each way. Looked like Southeastern was in motion. McKee fires, left hash. It is busted up at the 30-yard line by Fort Loramie.
Almost picked.
Caden Barnes, 6'1", senior flanker, man for whom it was intended, off the palm of his hand. Fort Loramie on the rebound, nearly picked it off. 3rd and 10, Southeastern. Line of scrimmage, the Trojans 47. 2:13 to go first half. Redskins up 20-7. Trojans McKee, 10 yards behind the line. He's being pursued, and he delivers the ball late, middle of the field, 14 yards downfield, in the hands of the receiver, and out. C.J. Wilt was available, missed it, and Fort Loramie will receive a punt here.
Maybe.
Maybe, you're
if
right.
If they jump off sides twice, they'll get another first down.
Yeah, you're right.
Four completions now for McKee in the first half.
And he was rock solid, very sharp last week, 11 and three quarters for close to 300 yards in the win. Punting his southeastern line of scrimmage, the 46. Little pooch kick. Uh-oh. It is bouncing over the head of the Fort Loramie deep man. He can't pick it up inside the five. Trojans are around him. The ball rolls to a stop at the one-foot line.
He has got that punt down. He kicks it. It only goes about 20 yards down, but he's got that forward hop. And man, that's impressive.
Again, Chuck, the advantage of having two men back there.
We talked about it.
Yep. 1:57 to go in the second. Redskins have the ball 2 feet outside their own end zone. And keep in mind, Southeastern receives to start the third quarter.
They also have two timeouts.
Southeastern does have a couple timeouts remaining. Here's Caleb Maurer, 9 yards deep in his end zone, scrambling, late throw, numbers, far side of the field, backpedaling is the receiver, and a white jersey for the Trojans gets a mid on it up at the 30-yard line. Christian McGee, the man for whom the ball was intended.
Well, the only problem with that is now the clock stops. They can call both their timeouts, and you're probably going to have to punt from the back of your end zone.
Exactly. Against the wind to boot.
Yeah.
Minute 50 to go, second quarter. 20-7, Fort Loramie. Redskins backed up inside their own one. Hand off to Will Holland, 5 yards deep in the end zone. And it's a herky-jerky maneuver up over the five. Got to the eight. It's going to be third and three for Fort Loramie. No, it was Darren Eilerman who chugged ahead. Nice gain by him. Redskins to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Eilerman once more breaks the tackle. He's subdued at about the nine. He tried to jump ahead over the 10. Don't think he got the first down. It's going to be fourth and 2 feet for Fort Loramie with a minute 21 to go in the first half. And Southeastern gets a timeout. 20-7, Fort Loramie in the lead. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires is one. Don't forget, it's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 295-3971, 295-3971. Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots. Feel just the way you want to feel at your home or business. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Spencer Knopf for Fort Loramie on fourth and a yard from the 10 is punting from his end zone against the wind. Oh, it might have been partially blocked. It goes up the right side of the field. I don't think it was a pass. The ball floated to a Redskin up over the 10-yard line. He caught it and zipped ahead to the 20-25, and the officials are going to have to sort this all out.
I'm not sure that they're allowed to advance that.
It looked like it was a swing of the leg by Knopf, a block kick. Fort Loramie caught it, far side of the field, advanced it ahead. And is that the defensive team for the Redskins coming on?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You can't advance it. The ball was blocked. Wherever he caught it was where the ball was downed.
I believed it was a block.
It was.
It wasn't for sure. Fort Loramie caught the deflection and ran up the field like it was a forward pass. The officials say, Trojans ball, 12-yard line of Fort Loramie. A chance to get right back in this game. Great pressure by Southeastern, which nearly slammed that punt but Knopf back through the end zone. And now with a possession and a chance to score seven is Southeastern. Here's McKee back at the 20, looks to throw. Pocket caves in, quarterback sack. A minute to go, second quarter. One timeout left for the Trojans. Second down and 10, Southeastern. Ball marked for play back at the 17. McKee in the pocket, looks right corner of the end zone. The receiver for Southeastern, a little handsy. Ball is out of the end zone. No foul called. Simply overtossed, incomplete.
Yeah, that was, I didn't have a chance.
Dylan Sanders, good pursuit in the secondary for Fort Loramie, all over that white shirt. Third and 16, Southeastern, 46 seconds to go in the first half.
He got his pass up in that jet stream, and it took it about 10 yards past the end line.
Oh, didn't it, though? Yeah, that ball really carried. It soared through the air. Third and 16 for a first down from the 18. Here's McKee throwing, slant pattern, 3-yard line, missed his man, no good. Good pressure on McKee by Fort Loramie up front. And now Southeastern with the field goal at the Trojans' back.
Yep, we're going to see the freshman come in and try to kick a field goal.
And this will have to travel a good 33 yards or so with the win. Ball being spotted at about the 23-yard line. Yep, 33-yard kick coming up here by Southeastern's Carson Krieg. 6'3", 145-pound freshman, good booter, trying to make it a 20-10 game. And it is a drive toward the uprights, and it's missed. The wind sliced it outside the right post. No good. Fort Loramie dodges a bullet.
Boy,
with 37 seconds to go in the first half, not only did Southeastern block a Fort Loramie punt, Trojans didn't get a touchdown and missed a field goal to boot.
Yeah, now that was good fortune that time for the Redskins.
Whoa, two turnovers by Fort Loramie in this first half and a blocked punt. So from that standpoint, it has not been a clean game at all for the Redskins, who are up two scores. 37 seconds, no timeouts. Here's Darren Eilerman, outside left tackle, swerving, cuts it back against the grain. He's got the line to gain, and then some. He rumbles for 15. Good gallop by Eilerman of Fort Loramie, 31 seconds to go, first half. From the 34, Caleb Maurer, out pattern. Logan Eilerman got it, 41, stays on his feet. And he hits the sideline at the 46, stops the clock again. 22 seconds to go in the first half. This looks like a National Football League 30-second drill, Chuck.
Well, yeah, if they had any timeouts, I'd feel a little more confident, but just got to make sure they don't do anything silly here.
Right. 22 ticks on the clock, 20-7 Fort Loramie. Ball up at the Redskins, 46. Caleb Maurer dropping way back, 15 yards behind the line. Now he's going to run across the line of scrimmage, heads toward the sideline, scurries out of bounds. He romped for six, 13 seconds to go. Here at the half of this game tonight, we will hear from John Rogers, 16-year volleyball coach at Fort Loramie. His Redskins in a regional championship game tomorrow against New Bremen. Fort Loramie on the year, 21-6. New Bremen, 25-1, first-ranked team in the state. Fort Loramie playing its very best volleyball of the campaign. Here is Maurer retreating about 6 or 7 yards, and he chucks a pass near sideline. Yes, it's Logan Otterman again coming back for the ball. He went down to the 30, raced back upfield to the 38, caught it, stepped out. 9 seconds to go. First and 10, Southeastern 38.
There's a point now with 9 seconds they're going to have to go downfield.
Yes. Never know. Might get a pass interference call. Uh-oh, Caleb Maurer drops the snap from center. Nearly went to a knee. Steps up in the pocket. There's the long end zone pass. And a Southeastern defender with a second to go. Steps in front. Knocks it down in the end zone. Close call. Fort Loramie against the wind. Almost struck from out near the 40-yard line. The wind held that ball back.
It did. The interception wouldn't have mattered there.
Right.
It's just a stat.
Yes.
He did a good job of getting that snap because I think he looked up before he caught it.
Keep in mind, at the end of the first half, here in a matter of a second or two, we will have a 3-minute radio station break. We have 1.8 on the clock, 20-7 Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 38 of Southeastern. Caleb Maurer's at the 50, all day in the pocket. Long, high arching bomb, way up in the air. It's down inside the 5 at the goal line, and it's tipped away by the Trojans at the last second. And the first half closes. It was exciting, entertaining. We had turnovers, and the punts, Chuck, were mighty exciting.
Yeah, they were. That's a lot of the offense in the first half.
Yeah, and some thrilling punt situations. It was a little hairy down there. The wind a factor in this game for sure. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing always at Geyer's. Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922. He greeted everybody way back then with a smile and great customer service. And you know, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair, too. See the new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. See them online as well. That's Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Geyer's in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Carl Arnes. He's here for Brookins with good press box food for us here at the half. 3-minute radio station break upcoming. Halftime at Fort Loramie in this regional quarterfinal in Division 7. Fort Loramie 20, Southeastern 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Halftime here at Fort Loramie High School. Redskins 20, Southeastern 7. Very good regional quarterfinal in Southwest Ohio in Division 7. Fine ball game. Two-touchdown lead for Fort Loramie. Exciting play in the first half. Momentum swings. Redskins do command a 13-point halftime advantage. Our halftime report being brought to you here by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple, the home of building excellence. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, I mean, it's 13-point lead, but the stats are really in Loramie's favor. 270 total yards for the Redskins in the first half, 79 for Southeastern. 14 rushes, 140 yards. Maurer was 10 of 17 for 130 yards. He threw one touchdown, one interception. 14 first downs for the Redskins. They turned the ball over twice on a fumble and an interception, both inside the Southeastern 10-yard line. So this could have been probably ready to get a running clock in the second half if they would have put those in the end zone. 14 rushes for only 28 yards for Southeastern. He was 4 of 16 throwing the ball for 51 yards. One touchdown, one interception, six first downs. Turned the ball over the one time on the interception. The block punt for Loramie recovered by Damian Bruns. One of their touchdowns, they threw one, they rushed one, 20-7 at the half.
Chuck, my math tells me that and probably 65 of those 79 Southeastern yards came on the Trojans' opening drive of the game.
Yeah, he had 51 yards passing, 29 on the touchdown. That was it.
Right.
He has not had a good half. So Loramie's, but they got to be careful. They can't come out here and think that this one's over because it's not.
My guess is Southeastern will receive. We know that. Probably will take the wind in
Loramie
the third quarter. Loramie's got the choice.
If they get a chance, I mean, they could turn the ball down and take the win, but they're not going to do that. So Loramie has to decide if they want the win in the third quarter or the fourth quarter.
I'd take it in the fourth and make Southeastern go, give Southeastern the ball, of course, make the Trojans utilize the wind in the third, play good defense in that third quarter. Then you've got a big edge heading into the fourth. Interesting strategy. We'll see what develops. Redskins up by 13. Again, Fort Loramie's ground game pretty daggone good in that first half.
Oh, they ran the ball for 140 yards. 48, let me do my math here. About 5 yards, 5.5 yards a carry.
And I bet Southeastern did not anticipate that happening.
No. And 2 yards a carry for the play for Southeastern.
Right.
I do have a score. Minster 21, Mechanicsburg 14 in the second quarter.
A good ball game at Mechanicsburg. That is a Division 7 Southwest Region game. Seed number 3, Mechanicsburg, versus seed number 6, Minster. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game at a neutral site next Friday night. It will be interesting to see where that game would take place. Sydney might even be in play. Who knows?
Well, if Minster wins, my guess would be Sydney or Wapakoneta. If Mechanicsburg wins, it could be Wapakoneta, but my better guess is maybe Piqua.
Well, Division Four also plays on Saturday. So the two winners, Minster, Mechanicsburg, Fort Loramie Southeastern, would play next Saturday.
So that's a Saturday night?
Yes, Saturday night. OHSAA has the Divisions 4, 6, and 7 playing on Saturday, so there might be a Division 4 game in the picture for the larger venue. Who knows?
Well, they love to play the bigger. I mean, Piqua has had Division 1 semifinals at their stadium.
Right.
So.
Yep, that is our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Halftime here at Fort Loramie High School. Redskins 20, Southeastern 7. That's our halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
It is halftime at Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck. 20-7. Fort Loramie leads Southeastern after 2 quarters. Third quarter coming up shortly. We'll have the second half kickoff in about 10 minutes or so. Huge volleyball regional championship tomorrow at Northmont. 2 o'clock start. Airtime online on scoresbroadcast.com at 1:30. Rushi fresh off a straight set win, or I should say Fort Loramie, straight off a 3-set win over Rushi. in Wednesday night's regional semifinal, 25-15, 25-18, 25-15. Meanwhile, New Bremen in match number one on Wednesday night downed Jackson Center 25-15, 25-20, and 25-13. Fort Loramie against New Bremen should be one heck of a match. New Bremen ranked number one in the state. Head coach John Rogers at Fort Loramie. 16th year, Diana Kramer. 7th year head coach at New Bremen. She was at St. Henry several seasons before that. Earned a state title at St. Henry in 2011. Has gotten two state championships while at New Bremen. Fort Loramie won one back in 2014. New Bremen, the favorite. Fort Loramie is playing its very best volleyball of the year. No questions asked.
Right. I think I was getting ready to say that I think before the match on Wednesday, they would have said New Bremen was a prohibitive favorite to win the region. Yeah. Now I think it could be a tussle.
Yeah, I tell you what, Fort Loramie riding a wave of momentum.
That's a key right there.
After defeating Rushi. A team which Fort Loramie beat late in the season at Rushi on senior night. The Redskins had the confidence and turned that into a pretty easy triumph over Rushi. Fort Loramie did on Wednesday evening. I talk about Fort Loramie and Rushi so much, Chuck, sometimes I get them intermingled, and that's not the right thing to do.
Not with those two teams.
But those two clubs have had outstanding volleyball matches over the years. Also basketball games as well. We cover a lot of them. But it was a fine volleyball match on Wednesday night. I caught up with John Rogers, head coach at Fort Loramie, at practice last night, and asked him about Wednesday night's regional semifinal win over the Raiders. And I said, John, what did not surprise you and what did catch you off guard?
I think what surprised me was that Rushi didn't respond. Yeah. You know, the first time we played them, we got up 2-0, and they came back like a force.
Yep.
And it just didn't happen. And I don't know why, but we certainly completely expected a five-set match last night. We really did.
Sure.
And as far as my team, we always talk about, you know, working hard and hoping for things going well, and that's exactly what happened last night.
Individual components over the course of the three-set match, who really excelled for you? Who sparked the club? You could go right down the roster and highlight every single performer.
Yeah, as usual with our team, it was very well balanced.
Yep, yep.
The stats were very well balanced across the board. Jenna Barhorst does a great job of distributing it and keeping the offense running. You know, people getting timely kills, timely blocks. Serve receive was on point. Serving was on point. I think Avery Brando, we had a great match with 10 kills and 4 service aces, which was fantastic for her. But again, you know, like you said, we could go right down the board. I mean, it takes 3 to make a volleyball play. You know, it takes a good pass, a good set, and a good swing to make a great volleyball play.
And my eyes were popping at the way the Fort Loramie players were coming off the floor, like they were shot out of a cannon, in waves to the net. And when they got to the net, the synergy in passing was amazing.
They were just focused.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, this is, I love this group. I've said it from the very beginning of the year. They are fun. They are energetic. And they get after it. And I've encouraged them over and over and over to just let their personality go out there on the floor. And you know, play like nobody's watching. Don't look at the scoreboard. Just play. We'll tell you when it's over. And that's kind of what they did last night. And they surprised themselves and showed themselves what they're really capable of.
You know, when the season started, you had certainly a very young squad. Now, after what, darn near 30 matches, you can't really say that your team has matured.
Yeah. You know, it used to mean a whole lot more when you had a lot of young players, but in the volleyball community, the volleyball world, it's not such a freak thing to have young players playing major roles anymore with the JO development and, you know, these girls playing year round. It's not such a big deal anymore.
Right.
But in the case of Fort Loramie, with losing 18 seniors the past 2 years, they could play all the J.O. they wanted, but until they put on that Loramie jersey, they didn't have that feeling, that emotion of being connected to it, and now they do. And that's the biggest growth this year, is them being connected to what they're doing for Fort Loramie.
Defensively, rock solid. Just very few times were you caught off balance in the match against Rushi.
Yeah, and a few times, and then they just laughed about it.
Right.
You know, and that to me says you're comfortable out there, right? Girl gets hit with the ball, and they laugh about it. You know, I mean, that's our girls out there. They're making fun of each other when they do something silly on the court in a big match like that. But yeah, our defense is really starting to understand, shoulders up, you know, looking forward, reading to what the hitter can do with the ball, and it's a volleyball IQ is what we call it.
Sure, sure.
And that takes time. That takes time to develop. Some people never get it, but it takes a long time for people to get it.
You know, I'd asked you before, winning end of the season at Rushi Senior Night, Fort Loramie victorious. I think that was an edge in confidence that it gave your club.
I think it showed our girls, it kind of showed them that they're not intimidated by anything, anywhere, or anytime. They didn't necessarily grasp that at the moment, I don't think.
Sure.
Because I've played in a lot of other places senior nights, and it's always an emotional high for the team you're playing, and they're hard to play. But for us to get a win at that time at their place, that was big for these girls, and they didn't even realize it.
Diana Kramer's New Bremen Club, which is outstanding again, is your opponent in the regional final. You expect a really tough match. You played them to 5 sets early in the year. No reason why you can't do it again and pull it out.
Exactly. This is the measuring stick you were hoping for.
Yep.
You know, we played them in September, and, you know, we were all over the place. We just watched it. We just watched the match here before we started today.
I thought you might.
Thank you for the fog delay, right? And the fog cancellation, we had time to come in and watch some film. And, you know, and they were just like, wow, we don't do that anymore. And, wow, we do this in that situation. So, you know, they see the growth. And I think that's huge for them to see and understand that as well. So, you know, it's a real good measuring stick. How far have we come? You know, where are we at?
And I don't think the New Bremen performance against Jackson Center was the typical New Bremen A game.
Well, Kim will do that to you.
Yeah, sure.
So I got to give some credit to her.
Sure.
And Diana would all probably give credit to Kim as well.
Yep.
She had her team ready to play.
Yep.
No doubt about it. And, you know, Bremen coming off a big win over Marion, it could be a little bit of a letdown when you have that kind of a deal going on. So, but I have no doubt that she will have her team prepared. I don't question that for a second.
And at 6'2", Olivia Heitkamp is probably the biggest, strongest, most high-flying frontliner you will have played against all year.
Yeah, she's a high-risk, high-reward kid. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
She's going to get a ton of kills. She's going to make a ton of errors. And I think one of her biggest strengths, besides size and being a bit, she doesn't really get rattled. I mean, she makes mistakes and it doesn't bother her. She comes back and plays hard the next play, and I think that's the biggest thing about her, is that she just is able to go out and just play.
Well, I think both teams can be characterized by composure. Both clubs very poised. If one team gets under the other's skin just a little bit in today's regional final match, that might make a difference.
It might. Yeah, absolutely it might. And I guess, you know, the one thing I told my team, and I told them before the Rushi match as well, I said, no regrets. You go out there and you play as hard as you can possibly play, every single touch for every single touch, and whatever happens on that scoreboard, you're a winner. And that's what I've told them, and I think they're starting to believe that, because, you know, you walk out of there with your head held high one way or the other. I did everything I could and I won. I did everything I could and I lost. And either way, there's no shame in that.
Words of John Rogers, head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie. New Bremen tomorrow hopes to build off its regular season triumph over the Redskins. That was a nip-and-tuck 5-setter back on September 24th at the Redskins gym. You know, the volleyball scene takes a lot of twists and turns, Chuck. The pendulum goes back and forth, a lot of momentum, swings, lead changes, and oftentimes an unusual final score results. Case in point, Northwest Regional in D4 last night, 2 upsets. Tiffin Calvert was defeated, and Carey was knocked out. Hicksville a winner.
And I'm trying to think, it was Convoy Crestview, which defeated Tiffin Calvert. So those two, Hicksville and Convoy Crestview, play tomorrow at 2. The winner of that match plays the winner of the Fort Loramie-New Bremen match next Thursday at noon at Wright State in the D4 state semifinal.
Well, if you're on this side of the bracket, you'd love to see upsets on the other side of the bracket.
Right, right. And the other two regional semifinals tomorrow, Wellsville against Monroeville and Newark Catholic meets New Philadelphia Tuscarawa Central Catholic. How would you like to say that over and over and over again, describing a volleyball match?
Well, I used to live in Janaden Hutton, so that was that's in Tuscarawa County. So, yeah, I've practiced both those words.
Hey, let's take a one-minute break before our second half kickoff. It's Fort Loramie 20, Southeastern 7. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, our question has been answered about will Fort Loramie take the wind or not here in the third quarter of this game. They booted with the wind. Smart move. Great kickoff. It got away from Southeastern. Rolled back inside the five. Boy, that wind made it sail. It took a herky-jerky bounce, and Southeastern returned it to the 16. Trojans are backed up as we start the third quarter. Fort Loramie up by 13 points.
Well, Loramie needs to continue to keep the pressure on defensively because Southeastern has not done a real good job except for that first drive of the game.
Here's Zach McKee back to throw. Looks right, and he flips one into the flat. It is no good. Fired it back to the line of scrimmage at the far boundary in front of the Trojans bench. Incomplete. Not a good night for Zach McKee.
He's now four of 17.
Wow. He's approached 56-57% all year long. Not tonight. Second down and 10, 16-yard line. Here's Hayden Davis.
Nice.
Over left guard. He meets resistance at the 21-yard line, thrown backward. Let's see where forward progress is given. Credit him for two. Minimal gain, third and 8 for Southeastern against the wind. Line of scrimmage, Trojans 18-yard line. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 13 points. Snap back to McKee. Fakes the handoff. Play action. Looks into the right flat. Has a receiver who beat a linebacker for Fort Loramie. Hauled in up at the 25-yard line. Run after catch to about the 27 or 8. It's a first down. Caden Barnes caught it. Good hookup on the play. McKee and Barnes. First and 10, Southeastern at the Trojans 27. 10:50 left to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 13. And trying to pile drive ahead is Hayden Davis. And he is shouldered right at the line of scrimmage. Slight advance of 2 feet, no more than that. Second down, a little more than 9 to go for a first down for Southeastern. 20-7 Fort Loramie. Isaac Ratterman in there on the last hit for Fort Loramie. Line to gain is up at the 38. Here's a drop by McKee, the quarterback. Fires a bullet into the boundary, short side of the field at the Southeastern bench.
It is caught on the play by the tall, lanky 6'3 wide receiver Workman, and he steps out of bounds immediately. Short gain of 5, and it's going to be 3rd and a little better than 4 to go for a first down for the Trojans at their own 33.5. 10 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Fort Loramie up 13. Deep drop by the quarterback McKee out of the spread. Flips a high arching bomb down the right sideline. Fort Loramie went for the pick, didn't get it. Southeastern caught it. Great catch at the 38. Run after catch to the 30-yard line by Workman.
That should have been intercepted.
Yep, should have been intercepted. Stellar concentration by Workman of Southeastern. And the Trojans are in business at the 30 of Fort Loramie.
Well, he had 51 yards at the half. He just threw a 45-yard completion.
Very good catch by Workman. Quarterback calls his own number. It's McKee. And he tries to shrug off a tackler at the line of scrimmage. Can't do it. Nestles forward for a gain of a foot or two. Cottner in there on the hit for Fort Loramie. Good stop by Max, who wasn't injured last week, just had a real bad cramp.
Yeah, well, I get those when I try to stretch my legs out at night in bed, so I understand it.
Deep drop by McKee on 2nd and 9. Dishes into the offensive backfield. Receiver's got it. He's wrestled down right now. Wow. Hayden Davis picked it off. Johnny on the spot. Calvin Hoying for Fort Loramie. No gain, maybe a loss of a foot or two. 3rd and 10.5 for Southeastern. Line of scrimmage, the 31 of Fort Loramie. Line to gain down at the 20. 9 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Fort Loramie up 13. McKee rolling back to the 42. He fires down inside the 5-yard line. Ball thrown short against the wind. Receiver came back for it and could not grasp it. Nearly did catch it.
Yeah.
Ball was underthrown. Wind held it up. Receiver adjusted.
Yeah,
ball was still short. Ball still short.
Yeah, the receiver adjusted. The defensive player never picked it up, but it just the ball didn't get to him.
4 down territory for the Trojans. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 31. 4th and 11. A tight formation on 4th and 11. Man in motion wide right. McKee fires it behind him, incomplete. Fort Loramie takes over at the Redskins 31. Odd looking play on 4th and 11.
Well, I mean, they ran him out there. They're going to throw a swing pass to him, but the defense, you always cover that guy in motion. So I think you fake that and go ahead and throw it up the field.
I think the hope was that you complete it, and then he makes one man miss and runs for 10. But you got to do the first thing first, and that's get the ball there.
Catch it. Yeah, well, this is a basketball coach making football thoughts. So
Fort Loramie takes over at the Redskins 31, getting the ball on downs. Low snap to Maurer. Run left end to Holland. Tries to get the corner turned, can't. Good pursuit by Southeastern. Gain of 1. 2nd down and 9, Redskins, who lead 20-7. 8:40 left in the 3rd quarter. Understand Minster is ahead of Mechanicsburg 24-14 at the halftime break. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game at a neutral site next Saturday at 7. 2nd down, 8.5 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 33. Here's Caleb Maurer firing to a receiver who runs an out pattern near side of the field. Single coverage, caught at the 50-yard line. Maxwell Maurer on the receiving end ran a good route. Fine pattern. Brother Caleb hit him in stride. Play good for about 23 yards over the 50-yard line. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. 48 of Southeastern. Trips to the left for Caleb Maurer. This is a passing formation. Empty backfield. And we've got premature movement offside Southeastern.
That is their first penalty.
It's been a real clean game by the Trojans for sure.
I think Loramie has 4, maybe. They have 2 on jumping off sides on fourth down punt return. Or yeah, well, I guess it would be a punt return for Loramie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, punt formation for Southeastern, and Loramie gave them gift automatic first downs twice. 7:40 to go, third quarter, first and five, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer with time in the pocket. Flips it short underneath. Receiver's got it, dead run. He's at the 40, 35. Leaps ahead to the 30-yard line. Darren Eilerman out of the backfield. As Caleb Maurer looked over his progressions, did Maurer, the quarterback for Fort Loramie, and thought about going deep to one receiver, another, and then looped it short to Darren Eilerman. Good advance, 27-yard line, first and 10 Redskins. Maurer again from the spread. Cocks that arm, winds up, throws. Wide open man inside the 20, scurrying down inside the 20-yard line to the 16 or 17 before being flushed out of bounds. It was Darren Eilerman again. He's a marked man receiving the ball on this drive by Fort Loramie. Selfridge on the tackle for Southeastern. Well, Caleb Maurer sharp on this drive.
Yeah.
He is getting all of his receivers some work. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 10-yard line. It may be a goal to go situation. Darren Eilerman takes the handoff deep in the offensive backfield. There he goes, scampering around right end, inside the five. He totes the football to the 2. Second down, 2-yard line for Fort Loramie.
Yep.
As the Redskins try to stretch this to a 3-score advantage. Two receivers to the left, one to the right for Caleb Maurer. I think you run the ball once more right here, Chuck.
Right,
snap to
tackles.
Caleb. Caleb dishes to the offensive back. There's a hole big enough for Jack and Chuck both to run through at the same time.
Oh, I could. The term running has really changed in my life, but they still could have got to me.
And we could have walked through that hole, a 4 or 5 yard wide hole right of center. And was that Will Holland or Darren Eilerman?
That was Eilerman.
Eilerman.
Just walked in.
Yes, he did. He tiptoed the last few yards for the score. And Fort Loramie's up 26-7 halfway through the third quarter. Extra point kick by Aiden Boland. It's in the middle. He's got it. Boland is perfect. Fine PAT by him, and the Redskins extend the lead to 27-7. 6:04 to go, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Like to tell you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Always in Jackson Center, your Pro Hardware store at 112 East Pike. Two locations in Greenville and in Jackson Center. Get all your winterizing stuff right now at Jackson Center Pro Hardware and at Greenville Pro Hardware. Don't forget, 20% off DeWalt Power Tools. 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets. And you can get beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 418 South Broadway. And in Greenville at 112 East Pike. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. And just down the street in Jackson Center, Darren has opened Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard to beat good food, Brick House Eatery. Luncheon specials, 10:45 to 2. Pizza, wings, smoked pork, and more from 4 to 8. Brick House Eatery, new, different, eat in, carry out. You'll love it without a doubt. Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. Kick off by Fort Loramie, a good one, and short return by Southeastern. Line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line. Gain of 4 on the first play, and then a second down pass is intercepted. Almost a pick 6 by Fort Loramie. Run back to the 9-yard line. Short pass by McKee. It was telegraphed. Intercepted by the Redskins. Well done by Fort Loramie. Goal to go at the 9 as Fort Loramie tries to extend this lead from 20 points to 27. We'll try to get the number.
That was McGee.
It was Christian McGee. I tell you what, Chuck, has he ever been a star the last several weeks or what?
Well, I just wrote his name down at the top of the sheet. That usually means he's going to be one of the Clancy's players of the game.
Christian McGee doubling offense, defense, doing extremely well both sides of the ball. McGee intercepts McKee. Here's Will Holland. Goal to go from the 8. End sweep to the left. And he tries to buck his way around the corner, and he's thrown out of bounds.
He did a good job to get 2 out of that.
Yeah. Goal to go from the 6. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie trying to break this game open. It was Coffee in there on the last tackle for Southeastern. Not permitting Holland to get the edge. Second and goal. 6-yard line. Receivers left and right. Holland behind Maurer. It's a forward shovel to Holland. He puts his head down. Look at him go. Kicks those heels. 2-1. Got it. Touchdown. Will Holland squeezed his way into the end zone. And Fort Loramie has taken a strong hold on Southeastern in this game now at 33-7. Under 5 to go here in the third quarter. Aiden Bolin on to convert another PAT. This would be his 4th of the evening. One was tipped at the line of scrimmage after a little bit of a wide snap. That kick is a dandy again. Right down Main Street. Fine kick by Bolin. 4 out of 5 tonight. 1 deflected or blocked. 4:46 to go. Third quarter. Fort Loramie 34, Southeastern 7 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Jonah Acebrook on the return of the kickoff by Southeastern. And it was a nice bring back. Fine run up the right side of the field into the Trojans bench, short of the 30-yard line. Actually short of the 35. Ball marked for play at the 34. First and 10. Final 4 minutes plus, third quarter, Fort Loramie 34, Southeastern 7. We'll try our best to keep you abreast of Minster Mechanicsburg being played at the Indians High School in eastern Champaign County. It was 24-14 Minster after two quarters.
Running play, Hayden Davis, 1 yard, that's it. Stop shy of the 35. Christian McGee in there on the stop. 34-7, Fort Loramie in the lead. Here is Zach McKee, quarterback, sends a man in motion. Boy, he was backpedaling all over the place before that snap from center. Hits a receiver in the right flat, and away he goes down the right sideline. Blistering run to the 50, into Fort Loramie territory. 45-40. 35-yard line, out of bounds around the 30. Well done by Southeastern. Thomas Hoying may have saved a touchdown for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Nicely done on the play. I think that was Brennan Workman. 1-4 on his back. Good catch, good run after catch. Here's McKee firing down the left sideline. Wide open receiver, Hayden Davis on the dead run. Spears it at the 20. Dashes to the 15. Upended right there.
Same play, just the opposite side of the field. Yep. Threw it to him on one, threw it back to him on the other.
Great surge here by Southeastern's offense. First and 10, Fort Loramie 15. Give the Trojans credit. Davis in motion to the right. McKee looks that way. Fires to Davis, wide open. It's telegraphed. Fort Loramie tries to make the pick. Is it caught by Davis in the end zone for a touchdown? It is. He's got it. Fort Loramie went to sleep. And, wow, Southeastern goes about 60 yards in three quick plays, Chuck.
Yeah, that was too easy. I mean, they got a pretty good lead, but I think they got the lead and they kind of just took a little time off there.
Right, 34-13 as Fort Loramie relaxed and Southeastern went zip, zip, zip right down the field. Hayden Davis on the receiving end. Good throws for McKee, who'd been off most of the night. Three strikes in succession. The last one for the score. The extra point try is missed. It's no good. Off to the left. Score remains Fort Loramie 34, Southeastern 13 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Up the Southeastern Trojans just completed picking up big chunks of yards on three straight plays. McKee to Davis, a touchdown. Here's a short pop-up kickoff by Southeastern. It's at the 45-yard line in Fort Loramie's end. It's a loose football. Trojans may have gotten it. I think so. Well done by Southeastern. First and 10 at the Fort Loramie 45 or 46-yard line. A little bloop kickoff, onside variety. And Southeastern's got it, down by 21, trying to score quickly again and make this a two-score game. Boy, Fort Loramie simply has been sleepwalking the last couple minutes, Chuck.
He's moving forward. There's a flag. Okay.
Quarterback way back behind the line of scrimmage, tackled as a flag is thrown, and as he goes down at the 41-yard line.
That's two, because there was nobody in the vicinity where he threw that pass.
Uh-uh. So you're saying it should be intentional grounding?
Yeah, they got intentional grounding, and they've got a motion penalty, so you'll take the intentional grounding. That's loss of down.
3:33 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 34 and Southeastern 13. Again, last score we had was 24-14, Minster over Mechanicsburg in the third quarter at Mechanicsburg. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game next Saturday at 7 at a neutral site to be determined.
Well, there's got to be a flag because even if they picked the one up for intentional grounding, he turned up field way before the ball was snapped. So it's going to be a 5-yard penalty or... ball where he was tackled and lost a down.
Yeah, quarterback, excuse me. McKee for the Trojans was in the pocket, delivered the ball to the turf, nearly touched his knee down.
Oh, I was going to say, where the heck is he going?
That referee is communicating with us on the east side of the stadium.
They picked up the intentional grounding and called the motion.
Well, intentional grounding is not administered. Instead, it's a 5-yard penalty against Southeastern, and it is, what, first and 15?
First and 15.
Line of scrimmage, the 49 of the Trojans. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up by 21. Lines are down. McKee, the quarterback, is at his own 41. Fires right sideline. And it is reeled in by the receiver Workman over at the Fort Loramie 44. They got back 6. Second down and 9. He stepped out of bounds, stopping the clock. This game not moving along briskly.
Most of the games that I'm getting scores on are in the fourth quarter.
Right. Davis in motion. McKee fires right flat. Receiver has it momentarily hit. It's on the ground, ruled no good. Workman, the man for whom the ball was intended.
Eilerman made the tackle, Darren. He did a nice job because that was a well-set-up play.
Yep. And just as the ball arrived, Darren shook it free, incomplete. Third and 9, Southeastern at the Fort Loramie 45. 3:24 to go here in the third quarter. We're still in the third. Fort Loramie up 21-34-13. McKee way back at his 40. Throws a high archer. Fort Loramie there playing center field to intercept at the 15. Run back far side of the gridiron. Tackle made at the 32. So the onside kick winds up not hurting Fort Loramie.
And that was his third interception of the game.
Was that Thomas Hoying again, Chuck?
Yes.
Wow. He had 2 last week, tying Nick Brandewey for the season mark of 6. He's now got 9 on the season. And I tell you what, head coach Spencer Wells is going to have some videotape to show his troops.
A player down.
Over the next few days, Fort Loramie has taken a few plays off. They have played well, yes, but there have been spurts in this game where they've been caught napping. 3:12 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie possession. When we return, football will be marked for play unofficially around the 35-yard line of the Redskins. Fort Loramie's up 34-13 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
We return to action here at Fort Loramie. Shaken up Redskin player being assisted to the near sideline. 3:12 left here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's Thomas Hoying has just made an intercept down around the 10-yard line, returned it back out to the 33. Redskins have it first and 10, leading by 21 points, 34-13.
trips to the right for Caleb Maurer, who's got the wind at his back, throws it parallel to the line of scrimmage in the backfield. Catch is good at about the 29-yard line by Maxwell Maurer. Maxwell hauls it in. Good run after catch. Caught up over the 35 at the 36. Great tackle by Jonah Acebrook. C.J. Wilt in there on the hit, two for Southeastern. They nullified that play somewhat, held it to a 3-yard gain.
I'll tell you what, Maxwell Maurer did a good job of keeping that from being about a 5-yard loss.
Right. Second down and 7, Redskins. Own 36, 2.5 to go third quarter. Very deep drop, but Caleb, sidearm sling over the 50-yard line. Receiver to the ground. Got it at the 44 of the Trojans.
What a catch.
Wow.
Turn so I can see your number.
I think it was Logan Adderman.
No, it was
Christian
McGee. Yep.
And Christian McGee was parallel to the ground, about a foot off the ground when he caught it. He was bear-hugged on the backside by a couple of white jerseys, but still, Christian hauled it in, and Caleb Maurer knew where to throw it. Shoe top high, right along the grass.
Yep.
And Christian McGee made a splendid reception.
He did, because the defense got there exactly the same time as the ball did. His concentration was outstanding.
Uh-huh. So it's first and 10 for Loramie from the Southeastern 45, a minute 54 to go in the third quarter, and a timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment. This is scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? You can call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Here's Caleb Maurer back to throw near sideline, looking for a man who's got the ball at the 37. Good run after catch. Down inside the 20. Tackle made at the 16-yard line. Well done by Fort Loramie. Good throw on the play by Caleb Maurer. Man, oh man, was the Redskin receiver, Max Maurer, in a weak spot in that Southeastern secondary.
Yep, well, they're doubling and tripling Eilerman, and they've taken him out of the game, but they're not stopping McGee or Maurer.
There's Caleb Maurer back to throw again from the 16-yard line. Wings it toward the first down marker, left side of the field at the 7. It is caught, run after reception, down near the goal line, close to going in. I think it's a 6-pointer, Chuck. Is it ruled a touchdown?
Yes.
It is. And the Redskins lead it 40-13 with 86 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I didn't catch the number again. Their jerseys are so hard to read. But he did a great job. He reached the ball out and touched the pylon with it. And that's what got him the touchdown.
Extra point here by Aiden Bolin. He has had 5 opportunities previous tonight. He's booted 4 successfully. This kick with the wind at his back is very high, extremely long. Well done. It is in the dead center. Redskins 41, Southeastern 13. A minute 26 to go, third quarter. We'll keep it right here, Chuck, and let our listeners know all about Tom and Jerry's, about whom we were speaking a moment ago. You can get rid of those cold spots thanks to Tom and Jerry's, which can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at tomjerrys.com. And don't forget, it's a good idea now to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. At the home of the tire sale, you'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. We are still amazingly in the third quarter. Kickoff Fort Loramie muffed at the 7-yard line to Southeastern. It wasn't carried back to the end zone. It was simply a kickoff that deflected off the shoulder pad of the deep man for Southeastern. Goes across the goal line. That is a touchback. First and 10 Trojans from their own 20. Redskins have used the wind to benefit here in the third quarter. Up now by 28 points, 41-13. How many takeaways by Fort Loramie's defense in this game, Chuck?
Well, they have three interceptions, and they blocked a punt for a touchdown.
Okay. And all three picks by Thomas Hoing? That's unofficial, but we believe that to be the case. Running play, Hayden Davis, maybe one. That's it.
Yeah, the first one's the only one that I'm not positive that was him. I think he got the last two for sure.
Sure. Nonetheless, he's gone to at least eight on the year. Picked off two last week to get to six. Second down, eight to go for Southeastern. Under a minute left here in the third quarter. Line of scrimmage, Trojans 22. Zach McKee in the shotgun spread. Little screen pass in the left flat. It is in the hands of a receiver and out. Fort Loramie nearly picked it off behind the line. It was on the ground. No good. Incompletion. Redskins all over that play. Reading Southeastern's progressions very well right now. Southeastern did have a drive several minutes ago that was a good one, a quick one, down the field, some 60 yards or better in three or four plays. Fort Loramie came right back. Here's a wide open receiver for Southeastern down the left side of the field. It's caught on the numbers at the 40, and the receiver's going to go, wow, all the way to the house. 25-20. No one's going to catch him. Touchdown, Trojans. Blown assignment in the Fort Loramie secondary. Jonah Acebrook caught a beauty from McKee, and it goes the distance. Chuck, the play covered what, about
78.
I was going to say 75 anyway. Line of scrimmage was the 22.
Yep.
And he was simply uncovered, ignored by the Fort Loramie secondary. And again, the Redskins are up with three touchdowns. It's 41-19, but head coach Spencer Wells will have a lot to talk about this week during practices. He'll have many talking points, that's for sure, because the Redskins simply have fallen asleep at times in this contest tonight. Southeastern's PAT try is good. Knocked home by Krieg right down the middle. And it's Fort Loramie 41, Southeastern 20. Still 34 seconds to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, here we go. Final half minute, third quarter of play. Chuck, is it my imagination or has this been a one-hour third quarter?
Well, I think because looking at the clock, I think it's 4:30 in the morning, so it's been a long third quarter.
Kickoff Trojans, short one, caught by Fort Loramie at the 40, returned to the 50, down to the 45 of the Trojans, close to the 40-yard line. Uh-oh, late flag, big-time hit by Southeastern, a good 5 yards out of bounds.
That was McGee again. What a great job of catching that line drive kick before it could get farther down the field. And with the 15-yard penalty, they're going to have the ball right around the 27-yard line.
Uh-huh. Big field shift here after the kickoff by Southeastern. And you're right, Fort Loram is going to get it inside the 30 for sure. Still 26 seconds to go in the third quarter of this game.
If they'd play some defense, we'd get the running clock.
41-20 in favor of Fort Loram. I know this has been at least a 45-minute third quarter.
Well, it's 9:15.
Yep. And we finished up halftime about 25-9, I think. This is crazy.
Minster leads 45-21 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
That's going to be a game next week.
Uh-huh. That's a toss-up. Minster-Fort Loramie next week, neutral site, 7 o'clock on Saturday. Play action, Caleb Maurer throwing end zone, post pattern, a little too far, 7 yards deep in the end zone.
He had hit all 7 passes in the third quarter until he missed that one.
Christian McGee, the man for whom the ball was intended. Well, Fort Loramie will not have the wind in the fourth. They've got it for the final 21.5 of the third. In front, 41-20. Second and 10, 27 of Southeastern. Two receivers left. Snap to Caleb Maurer. Running play, Will Holland darts ahead, meets resistance at about the 21 or 2-yard line. He cracked forward for at least 6, 3rd and 4. Clock winding down, that'll do it. End of the third quarter here at Fort Loramie. Redskins 41, Southeastern 20 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We've got a score from Mechanicsburg, Chuck. Wow.
Yeah. 45-21, and New Bremen is winning their game, so the MAC still being the MAC.
Yep. Midwest Athletic Conference prevailing. As far as we know, there was a big game at Coldwater tonight in D5. Huron at Coldwater. Pretty even matchup. But New Bremen and Minster win big tonight. So it looks like Minster and Fort Loramie, barring an unbelievable shift in this game, will meet next Saturday night, neutral site, 7 o'clock kickoff. Third down and 7, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, Southeastern 24, as we start the fourth quarter with the Redskins up 41-20. And before the fourth quarter even commences, Chuck, we've got a timeout.
A little out of sorts tonight right now in the second half.
We'll take another break. Scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage, and now officially the first play of the fourth quarter of this game. 3rd and 7 situation. Caleb Maurer back at the 32 of Southeastern. Throws, middle of the field, end zone, 6 yards deep. Easy touchdown. Defender fell down. Defender fell down. I don't think there's a flag anywhere on the field. It is ruled a touchdown. I believe that was Logan Eilerman.
That was Eilerman. He was about 2 feet taller than the kid that was trying to defend him.
And it didn't help that the defender went to the turf, and Logan reached up way above his helmet and hauled it in beautifully. That play, Chuck, covered what, 30?
24.
Extra point kick by Bolin. He's been razor sharp tonight, and he kicks it through again. 6 minutes gone, fourth quarter, 48-20, Fort Loramie. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. 6 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie has scored again. Touchdowns are coming with regularity here in the second half. 48-20, Redskins on top. If you just tuned in after having attended another game, which has ended, we've still got an entire fourth quarter to go. New Bremen and Minster, easy victories tonight as Fort Loramie kicks it off. Ahead by 28 points. Southeastern gets the pop fly kickoff at the 26. Return man far side of the field. Tries to get in behind the wedge. He's dumped at the 36 or 37-yard line. It's Acebrook who caught the big 78-yard bomb in that third quarter for Southeastern. He returned it. He is fleet of foot. Very good player. First and 10 Trojans at their own 36. Fort Loramie winning by 28, Chuck, but they've got to refine some things for next week.
Well,
a bit sloppy.
Gives Coach Wells some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Good talking points.
Here's McKee rolling right, 8 yards behind the line. Throws it right to a Redskin player at the 47. Return after the pick down to the 37.
Darren Eilerman.
And Christian McGee have been everywhere on defense tonight for Fort Loramie. And I tell you what, the Redskins have smelled out this short passing game from Zach McKee.
That's his fourth interception.
Whew. And last week, St. Henry threw, what, 4 or 5?
They threw 4, I think.
That's 8. So. 8 in the last 7 quarters. 8 picks in the last 7 quarters turned in by Fort Loramie's D. First and 10, Redskins, 27-yard line of Southeastern. 18 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Again, we believe it's a final. Minster 45, Mechanicsburg 21. And in a running clock, New Bremen blew out Riverside. Here's a toss sweep to the right by the Redskins. Good blocking, maybe a hold behind the line of scrimmage. Fine run for about 15 or 16. Holland dashed around the corner, but it is wiped out. No, it was Maxwell Maurer on an end around as Caleb flipped it to Maxwell. And he flashed some speed, but it is for naught. So it's going to be first down and a bunch to go for Fort Loramie.
Pickwood just lost to Edgewood in overtime. Edgewood scored, made it 21-14. Pickwood threw an interception on their first play in overtime, and their season is over.
So for the Redskins, it is first and 20 from the 37-yard line of Southeastern. 11:20 left to go in the fourth. Holding call against Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer's way back at the 45, nearly sacked. late delivery right side of the field. It is beyond the original line of scrimmage, and it's snared on the ground by the receiver.
Again, Ty Northrup crushed somebody, but then he picked him up, so what a nice kid.
Did I hear the public address say Maxwell Maurer was quarterbacking?
Yes. Oh, I don't know about that.
Let's double-check and see, Chuck. Good gain on the play. Redskins got a slew of yards back. Second down and 9. Line of scrimmage, 26 of Southeastern. Handoff, offensive backfield, Fort Loramie. Will Holland, he is darting around left end. He's got an avenue. He roams down inside the 20, 15, knocked out of bounds right there. Move the chains, first and 10. It was Harbage on the tackle for Southeastern. These two defenses starting to wear down a little bit.
Yeah, and a lot of points here in the second half.
48-20, Fort Loramie. Just over 10 to play in the game. Here is the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, handing off straight ahead. Running play, Darren Eilerman puts his head down, sticks his nose in there to the 8-yard line. So many thanks tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to our radio station sponsors. NK Telco, Sydney Body Car Star, Sydney Chiropractic. 48-20, Fort Loramie. Redskins with a second and 5 at the 9-yard line of Southeastern. We're near the 9.5-minute mark in the fourth. Two receivers to the right. Sweep to the right. Darren Eilerman has got a lot of space. He is caught around his ankles. Down around the 6 or 7 yard line. Whoops, there's a late flag flying in. 9:23 to go. Play a bit on the sloppy side now. 68 points scored in this game. I would never have guessed, Chuck, late in the first quarter we'd have 68 points.
But looking at the mechanics or the Southeastern scores, they gave up a lot of points in the games that they played good teams.
Yep, sure did. Yeah, they were drilled 50-20 by Mechanicsburg, 50-0 by D5 Northeastern, 39-8 by D5 Greenview, and played pretty good defense against the rest of the schedule. You probably can't pick that up in the background. Hard for us to even hear it. Foul against Southeastern. And then a dead ball foul against Fort Loramie.
So it's a first down. Move it back 10 yards. First down. It was a live ball personal foul on Southeastern. It was a dead ball unsportsmanlike on Fort Loramie. So they are now in a goal-to-go situation from about the 17.
Well, if it was a dead ball foul, why would the yardage be assessed on this first play? You're right.
It would be.
It is goal-to-go from the 17.
They moved it probably about 2 yards forward on their penalty and then 15 yards back.
I was about ready to do rock, paper, scissors to figure out what happened. And Fort Loramie coaching staff is perplexed, maybe more so than we are.
Oh, I think I got it right on.
Well, now the scoreboard no longer reads first and 17 from the 17. It says first and 10 from the 17.
Yeah, so they got the first down, and then they backed it up 15 yards. Okay, I don't know. I would have thought it would be first and goal, but
they started,
it's first and 10. We'll take it.
They start anew, first and 10. Because the penalty was not on the first down play. It was a dead ball before the first down play and after the previous one. 17-yard line of Southeastern. Redskins are up 48-20. Fort Loramie in the offensive backfield is drilled behind the line. Darren Eilerman stacked up at the 19. So it's going to be second down from that spot. 3 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. 48-20 Fort Loramie. Redskins will play Minster next week. Site to be determined. Rematch of the opening game back in August. Won by Fort Loramie. Final score 39-27. Redskins run it to the left. Good blocking. Good tackle eventually down at the 14-yard line by Southeastern. Ball carrier for Fort Loramie. Darren Eilerman thrown backward. Forward progress, 13-yard line, and it will be third down from that spot on the field. Third down and seven. Redskins can get a first down in the field of play at about the six or so. 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-20 Fort Loramie. Receiver flank 12 yards to the right. Caleb Maurer has got a receiver split 5 yards left. Redskins run it. Outside tackle. No, it's popped wide, but Darren Eilerman, oh, he's got space. Look at him go. He clicks those heels into the end zone. Touchdown. Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie. And the lead swells to 54-20, and it's time for a continuous clock.
It's, I would say it's about time for a continuous clock.
Well said. 7:55 to go in the fourth. Aiden Bolin on for the PAT. He's been darn good tonight.
Yeah, he has. Had a lot of chances.
Yeah, he's had seven tries. He's been true on six. He tries to make it seven of eight, and I think he does so. Got it. Beautiful kick by Aiden Bolin.
Boy, it was right into the wind. He had about 20 yards on that one.
Sure did. He smacked a field goal last week, and that was important in the second quarter against St. Henry. Extra point try by Bolin is a dandy, and it's 55-20. Fort Loramie up by 35 points over Southeastern on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, the kickoff return by Southeastern is to the 40-yard line. Trojans have it. First down, 10 yards to go. 7:40 left here in the fourth quarter. 55-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Cutaway Styling Salon, one of our new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Cutaway is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business. Giving you your best due. Doing business for 40 years. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher. Stylist Chris Siegel. Stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. 40 years doing business, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. Make a call, make an appointment. Tell Deb, Renee, Chris, Kathy, you heard about it right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final 6:50 of this game, continuous clock, 55-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Southeastern with a second and six at their own 46. Here is a flat pass. Good run after catch across the 50 first down yardage to the Fort Loramie 46-yard line. Selfridge caught it on the dead run in the offensive backfield and slid his way to the 47-yard line of Fort Loramie. Clock is winding, 6:20, 6:19 to go. 55-20, Redskins lead it. Their opponent next Saturday night, neutral field, Minster. Pass into the left flat, 4 yards downfield, dropped on the play by the Trojans.
That was Selfridge, and I'll tell you, he catches that. He's got about a 15, 20-yard gain.
Yep, sure does. Second down and 10 for Southeastern. Incompletion, but no clock stoppage. It continues to tick on down. Deep drop by McKee. Now he flares it to Hayden Davis. Got it at his 47. Good run after catch. A stiff arm over to the Fort Loramie 45. On his feet to the 40. Bumped out of bounds right there. A yard short of a first down. Third and a yard coming up for Southeastern. So you can put Burke to work. That's right, that's Burke Petroleum in Minster, now serving all of your propane needs. That's right, put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century now. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Couple nice pass plays by Southeastern. One to Workman down the near sideline. One to Hayden Davis. He crashes into the boundary at the 9. It is going to be second down. 5 yards to go for a first down for Southeastern. 4 minutes to go in the game. Flat pass in the hands of the receiver and out. Incomplete. Clock winding down. 3:55, 3:54 to go. Third down coming up for Southeastern. Aiden Bolin, or I should say Aiden Bolin for Fort Loramie, getting some defensive playing time in there on the pass coverage. Here is Southeastern handing off to Davis. He's got a hole, right tackle, stays on his feet, cracks down to the 5, the 4. I think he's got the first down, goal to go for Southeastern. Of course, a touchdown here by the Trojans would take off the continuous clock, right, Chuck?
Yes.
3:16, 3:15 to go here in the fourth. Under center, McKee, handoff Davis, right guard. And he trudges to the 1. Did he get over? Just shy. Second down, goal to go for Southeastern. Under 3 to go here in the fourth quarter. 55-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ty Kemper for the Redskins in there on the last stop. Fort Loramie bench signaling a particular defensive scheme. Here's the quarterback, McKee, to Hayden Davis. He dives, and he's got the score. He reached with that ball, got it above the goal line, through the plane, touchdown Southeastern, and it is 55-26. The continuous clock is off. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Extra point try coming up. Southeastern shoots for point number 27 on the evening. Here's the kick away by Krieg, and it is good. Two fine place kickers in this game tonight. Excellent percentage kicking PATs. 55-27. Fort Loramie leads it. Chuck will keep it right here. 2:40 left to go in the fourth. Redskins up by 28 points. 55-27. You know, plain and simple, it's Germain. You know, right in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple, it's Germain. Well, number one, for the life of your car, Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape during its life. Number two, vehicle selection, fantastic. It's endless. On West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, choose from Germain Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets. More great selection at Germain in Beaver Creek in Dublin. And around the country, even more. Michigan, Florida, Arizona. See cars online. Buy it in Sydney. Germain, Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. And number three, Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? Plain and simple, it's Germain. West Michigan in Sydney, germaincars.com, G-E-R-M-A-I-N, cars.com. Kickoff by Southeastern, short one, 26-yard line of Fort Loramie, returned to the hash mark numbers, far side of the field of the 37, 2:32 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 55-27. I'd like to remind you about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. They do it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up a day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open from 10 to 1 on Saturdays. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing it all and very well too. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. 2 minutes, 32 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter as we go well beyond 9:30. Very long third quarter of this game. It seemed to last an eternity.
I'm getting a nap in right here.
Redskins have it. First and 10 at their own 43, leading 55-27. Minster knows its opponent next week is Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie knows its opponent next week is Minster. Game at a neutral site Saturday evening. Kickoff at 7. By the way, here's a big run by Fort Loramie across the 50, near sideline. The rushers at the 30, 25, galloping to the 20, staying in bounds. Let's see where it's marked for play.
Ray Hoeing.
Is there a penalty marker?
Oh, my goodness.
Holding for Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. There was absolutely, that hold had absolutely nothing to do with that play. Penalty. What a terrible flag at this point in the game.
Penalty on the Redskins, 2:20 left in the fourth. So the step off, I think, is from a point.
Yeah, so it's first and three.
Penalty a good 15, 20 yards downfield.
I don't know. Gabe Hart is in quarterbacking now. That much I know. That was a heck of a run for a freshman to get called back.
Yep, Gabe, a fine young player. Gabe Hart at QB. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 55 and Southeastern 27. Gabe Hart hands off, running play, Fort Loramie. Ball carrier, nice for first down yardage, 45, 44-yard line.
First down for the Redskins tonight.
Wow. Ball marked for play at the 44. Ray Hoeing, who lugged the football down the near sideline for about 55 yards, ran it for first down yardage in the last play. A minute 38 to go here in the fourth quarter. Keep in mind, we'll have a 3-minute radio station break at the end of the game coming up in just a couple of minutes. 55-27 Redskins. A minute 20 to go in the fourth. First and 10, Southeastern 44. It is Hoeing. He is scurrying to the outside, breaks a tackle, breaks another, stays on his feet, He's at the 35, 30, 25, 20 into the boundary. He toasts it out of bounds around the 15, inside it to about maybe the 14-yard line. That's where it's marked for play, first and 10 for the Redskins. A minute 11 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 55-27. And here's where I think you go into victory formation. And that's just what the Redskins are doing. They line up in that victory formation, I think.
They are.
Gabe Hart, long cadence, play clock at 6. Gabe takes the snap, goes to a knee at the 22-yard line, and that'll do it. Redskins win it 55-27. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us all night long tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. The big three with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Thanks as well to Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze in Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the Gem of Rushi, 575 East Main. Again, thank you, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. That's it. It's our three-minute radio station break. Fort Loramie victorious, 55-27 tonight over Southeastern on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie has defeated Southeastern 55-27. On one hand, you can say the Redskins rolled up 55 points, played exceedingly well. They sure did at times on offense. Defensively, gave up four scores, a lot of yards, especially second half, given up by Fort Loramie. The Redskins relaxed, got exposed in the final two quarters. That's for certain. A lot to work on over the next few days in preparation for a high-flying Minster team, which won easily at Mechanicsburg tonight. Should be an outstanding game at a neutral site next Saturday night. Kickoff at 7, airtime at 6:25 next Saturday evening. Fort Loramie Minster here on scoresbroadcast.com at Hits 105.5. Chuck, a look at the numbers reveals what I just highlighted. A very good offensive second half for Southeastern. Not so good defensively for the Redskins.
Well, Loramie, let's look at the offensive side first. 505 total yards. That's impressive for a high school team. 234 on the ground. Wow. 271 through the air. That's really balanced. 21 first downs. They did turn it over in the first half. Once on an interception, once on a fumble. On the other side of the ball, after holding them to 79 yards in the first half total, they had 310 yards passing for the game. That was 260 in the second half. Only ran for 45 yards, 350 total, 12 first downs, 4 big interceptions for Southeastern. Or it might have been a little closer than it turned out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah, the Fort Loramie takeaways made a difference. There were a couple of blocked punts. In fact, Fort Loramie had one for a touchdown.
They did, and then Southeastern blocked one that Loramie held them out. It was the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Loramie got a break there. But, they thumped them, but there's some things defensively to work on. They sure had a couple of miscues.
No question about it. Who are our stars of this game?
Well, looking on the Southeastern side, Hayden Davis, I thought he was terrific, especially in the second half. And then on the other side, I'm going to go with Christian McGee and Damian Bruns.
Good choices. Well done. Clancy's Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Thank you once again. Welcome back here to Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We close it out. 55-27, Fort Loramie defeats Southeastern. Volleyball tomorrow, 1:30 online 1:30 online time on scoresbroadcast.com. 2 o'clock start, Fort Loramie, New Bremen, D4 regional championship at stake, a berth in the state final four next Thursday at noon at Wright State against the Convoy Crestview Hicksville winner. And don't forget, we've got football next Saturday evening, not Friday evening, next Saturday evening. We'll have Friday off next week, but next Saturday night, Fort Loramie Minster, a neutral site to be determined, kickoff at 7, airtime at 6:25. Chuck enjoyed it. It was mighty long third quarter.
It was a long game.
That was the longest third quarter I think I've ever experienced, yeah, with no weather delays, no lengthy injury delays. Unbelievable.
So let's go home.
But in the end, Fort Loramie does prevail. Thanks so much to our radio station audience, Hits 105.5, our radio sponsors, NK Telco, Sydney Body CarStar, and Sydney Chiropractic. Thanks to our online audience, our host of online sponsors. Very, very appreciative. Tracy on the board at the radio station, thank you so much for your patience and diligence. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow at 1:30, Jack Kramer saying so long to all of you. Once again, the final score, Fort Loramie 55, Southeastern 27.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.